10:05, and we're live and on location for another wonderful golf tournament here. This is our third one now. We're live from the 3A State Regionals here at Boomerang Golf Course in Greeley, Colorado. I'm Brady Hill, Clark Johnson joining me, Tanner Schwint out and about, and Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and helping us out today, too. So this should be a fun one, Clark.
Yeah, we'll have Brady and I will be back in the headquarters here, kind of watching everything go, and Tanner and Kevin will be out following the leaders on the course today. So it should be fun checking in with them. Simple stated, top two teams in this regional winner today go on to state, and the top 13 individual golfers go on to state. So there are some exceptions to those rules, as we can get to down the road. But basically, right now, individuals shooting for the top 13 to advance, and the teams shooting for the top two. On paper, Brady, looks like Eaton and Sterling, the teams to beat. So anybody else jumps in that mix, going to be a bit of an upset today. Talk to both of the coaches, and that's probably the situation. Most people are thinking that's the way it's going to go, but we'll find out today from this regional. Three different regions for 3A golf, and so we just have a third of the golfers out here, and they'll get to meet and go forward into that early October state championship in Gunnison, Colorado.
All right, Clark, let's go through some of the big names. We've gotten to know a few of these guys throughout this process, throughout this interesting late summer, fall golf broadcast. But the names that stick out today that we should be keeping our eyes out for, especially Tanner and Kevin, who they'll be tracking throughout the day.
Yeah, a lot of the golfers that will tee off early, and they're teeing off the 10th or the first hole out here. So not a shotgun start, but still two different starting points. Starting on the backside, Dylan Schmidtke, who was the Eaton Invitational winner, of course, over there at the Eaton Country Club. Max Knopfsinger, who won the city championship out here, he'll be in that first group as well. Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg, his name was front and center most of the two tournaments we've done already. And Taleb Schaefer, who was, along with Max Knopfsinger, were the two best at state last year in this category. So we'll find out. Those are the four in the first group. Then you get Braden Weddle from Stratton, you get Braxton Shelton from Brush, Peyton Walker from Eaton, and Trey Kuntz from Sterling. So that's your top eight golfers anyway out of the blocks.
All right. Well, we've got Tanner Schwint out and about today. Tanner, where are you at this point, and who are you following?
Good morning, fellows. Yeah, I'm with a usual pairing that we've seen time and time again. We've got Max Knopfsinger from Frontier, Taleb Schaefer from Sterling, Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, and Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton. So these number one golfers, we're actually out here on hole number 10. It's an interesting start. Normally you see the best golfers tee off last and on hole number one. This time around, the best golfers teeing off first on number 10, and it's early trouble for Max Knopfsinger, as on number 10, there's a lake that runs up along the right-hand side of the course, and he hooked his tee shot, which all of these kids pulled out irons on the tee box, and he ended up hitting it into the lake, actually. So he has to take a drop shot. So one out, hitting two from there, or excuse me, drop two, hitting three. So he's going to have to scramble and try and only lose a stroke or two here early on. I'm riding with Kevin Lytle of the Colorado one, of course, and Kevin mentioned that it's a relatively short par four, reachable. All of the other three golfers have reached the green and two, and we'll be staring at birdie putts. So we'll see how this shakes out. But again, fellas, you know, you're talking about people to keep your eye on. It'll be this group, this pairing, and then I believe the pairing behind us that'll be the big two that we'll keep our eyes on. And as I say that I thought Dylan Schmidtke had landed on the green. In fact, I believe he is in the bunker, so he's going to have a sand shot. And all of a sudden, this hole gets a little bit interesting too. But you know, nerves here, fellas. As I was talking with Gino Mayo, the head coach for the Eaton Reds, and Gino mentioned that the top two teams will qualify for state. So you take those eight golfers and take them out. Then it's the next 13 golfers from there that will qualify. So if your team qualifies, you will not take up an individual roster spot. It gets a little confusing from there, but we'll continue to dig this. Here's Dylan Schmidtke out of the sand. Nice little punch out of there. He's staring down at a long par putt. So we'll see what Dylan Schmidtke has in store. But So the rankings here in the regionals, it gets a little bit interesting. It gets a little bit harder to score. So you guys have been giving me a hard time saying that I had the hard job for the last couple of tournaments. You guys have the hard job here today trying to figure out who's going to be qualifying. Here's Jacob Gilbert's chip, and that could go in. It just barely rolled to the right-hand side. So Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg should have a tap-in par here as well. So we're here on this number one hole. If you haven't been to Boomerang Links, you know, both City of Greeley golf courses, Highland Hills and Boomerang Links, they both play really nice, and they play more like that country club feel. Here it's a split. It's the two 9 holes are split by the road here, and on this back nine, it's pretty open. And like I was saying earlier, is that this trouble and the danger that you can get yourself in is really not something that you'd normally think of. You know, it's not a bunch of trees everywhere. It's these skinny ponds that run along there. It's these holes that run right beside Highway 34. It's these different little things that, you know, normally wouldn't seem like it would make that big of a difference, but it definitely can, and it definitely will for some of these golfers here today. Max Nofsinger should be the next golfer out with his putt. No, it looks like Taylor Schaefer is going to line it up first. So this pairing, again, they're the favorites early on. Pretty good following out here today for a Monday morning. And again, I'm sure you guys have mentioned it as well, but the tee time difference is a lot different feel from the shotgun start. So these golfers, they're not going to have anybody ahead of them the whole afternoon. They're not going to have to wait. And that comes into play when you talk about rhythm and finding that rhythm. Here's Max Nofsinger for his par putt from a long ways out. He got all of that one. That one needs to slow down a little bit, and he's going to run it by the hole, leaving himself about 7 feet left for his bogey. So Max Nofsinger, who I went on and see, I put the jinx on him already, fellas. I went on and said that I liked his chances of winning this deal. He's got to make this just to limit the damage. Taylor Schaefer out of Sterling. He definitely had the best approach shot out of anybody on the course, and he's staring this down. He thinks this is makeable. He's taking his time on this. It's going to break left to right just a little bit, about a 15-footer for birdie for Taylor Schaefer from Sterling. Putt on the way. It looks like he may have left it a little short, and he did. So he'll have a tap-in par as well. Big putt for Dylan Schmidtke. Early trouble for this pairing. And, you know, we talk about, you know, different holes and different courses that you can get on that run with. This is a hole that you should be scoring on. Here's the putt by Schmidtke. It's got the pace. It's got the line. He just missed it just to the right of the hole. So Dylan Schmidtke will drop a stroke there. He'll move to plus one after one hole.
All right. So you still have more for us on this one?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, definitely not the way that you want to start off the morning here. Sorry, Brady, I'm all excited, man. It's playoff golf here.
Yeah, that's okay. I just had to make sure. We want to stay out there with you throughout these. This is what we typically do on these broadcasts is Tanner and Kevin will follow these golfers along, and we'll let you stay on kind of through a hole at least to let us know how they're doing, how they're progressing.
Right, and here's Max Nofsinger with his bogey putt. And he ran it by the hole, so Max could be dropping two strokes here to start off the afternoon. And that's just a very tough way. He's going to step up and try and finish this. Here's Max Nofsinger for his six, and he just pushed it by the hole. My goodness, this is not a good start for Max. He's going to mark it now. So best case scenario, Max Nofsinger starts the day with a triple bogey. He hasn't even finished this yet, so... Here's Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg. He had a great chip from the right front edge of the green. Leave him about a 4-footer for par here. And he knocked it in. So Jacob Gilbert with a par. Taylor Schaefer will tap in for his par. Maybe just some early jitters, man. And we talk about Max Nofsinger from Frontier. You know, we've seen this guy golf quite a few times now, and he's got the talent to be one of the best golfers out here, but you come out of that tee box and you put one in the lake, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. And you're already worried about trying to qualify for state. He's a guy that was there last year, some added pressure. And you think maybe, you know, maybe this just compounds a little bit. Caleb Schaefer from Sterling with his par. Dylan Schmidtke now with his bogey tap-in. So, and that's the thing. And I mean, Max just got a little bit of the rush of blood or something there, because when he hit that putt, I mean, it went flying past the hole, and he left himself a little bit of a putt left here. So Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton will move to +1 through 1. Let's stay here and just make sure that Max does get this thing put away for his triple. That's just a tough start. Anyway, you cut it, Max Nofsinger for a triple bogey on one. And he did tap it in. So Max Nofsinger will move to +3 out of Frontier, and a little bit of a rough hole. Let's see what they can do heading into this long number 11 hole with danger on both sides. They got to keep it straight down the fairway here.
All right, Tanner. Well, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Tough start for a guy that we thought has a chance to win this tournament today, win this regional, Max Nofsinger.
Yeah.
Knocks one in the lake, takes a penalty there, ends up having to make a putt for triple bogey on the opener. At least it's early, and yeah, he has a chance to come back and make that up.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you too, Clark. I wonder how much, you know, the tournaments that we've done so far, they've started at 8 o'clock.
Sure.
I don't know if, again, we always talk about golf being such a mental game. Well, here we are starting at 10:15, as you can see some tee times are 11:20 today. So here you go. You know, maybe it's the whole argument with high school football. You play on Friday nights typically.
Sure.
And then suddenly
what's
you do
it like for a Saturday,
Saturday
game,
afternoon. It changes because it's dark. I don't know in golf, does that change? It's a little cooler at 8 o'clock in the morning. Here we are at 10, and it feels, you know, normally you've already been through a few holes. So I wonder if that has a little bit of an impact, and maybe we will see a few of these slow starts throughout the day today.
Yeah, that one I'm not sure of. I mean, it's a two-hour difference, so I'm not sure what the impact will be there. But for Max Nofsinger, I think he would be one that would stand up right now and say, boy, wish we teed off at 8 today
yeah,
instead. Maybe it wouldn't have happened that way. But,
yeah.
The Frontier Academy ace he's got to make up some ground now.
Yeah, no question about it. Clark, we can't do these broadcasts. We can't do any of this. I know we've got a lot of high school softball we're doing. High school football now is set, at least for some teams, and we'll be putting our broadcast schedule there too. Having an opportunity to cover some of these fantastic golfers, we can't do it without our sponsors, without our advertisers. And, Clark, I know we have a list that we'll talk about throughout the day today, but let's talk about a few of those.
Yeah, no doubt. Journey Homes, want to thank Larry Buckendorf and the crowd over there, Bob Golba. So good. Building your future together, it's what they do at Journey Homes. Go to journeyhomes.com for all they do. But great sponsor for us out here, no question about it. So we'll share the love with them without question today. Another one I like to throw out there, too, Terry Bison Ranch. The West, the way you want it, it's fun. If you're looking for a getaway, just get up north right by the Cheyenne Colorado border up there. It's actually based in Cheyenne, but it's right on the border. TerryBisonRanch.com for all they do. Camping, RTVs, ATV rides. You can go on the only bison train tour in the world. Go out there. You can see a bison and say, I'm going to eat you later. So Terry Bison Ranch, want to thank them too.
We love it, man. Clark, appreciate that. And again, appreciate these sponsors. And if you're listening, if you're a fan of this coverage where we're really highlighting great young athletes in the area, then support these businesses. If anything, give them a call. Let them know that you appreciate the coverage. All right, we're live from the 3A State Regionals. We're at Boomerang Lynx Golf Course in Greeley, Colorado. So we're going to see if we can get some updates from Tanner and Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and who's out and about as well. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll see where we are in this early portion of the 3A State Regional Tournament. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. You're listening to coverage of the 3A State Regional Tournament at Boomerang Lynx Golf Course. A beautiful day out here. Shout out to the staff that's hooking us up out here too, Clark. We had a wonderful breakfast burrito. Got some Gatorade going. They moved us into the shade. Doesn't get much better than this at this point.
No, that's a great group in there too. Fabulous breakfast burrito too. So if the rest of the, and as we find out, these restaurants at the golf courses out here are fabulous. So
yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, we thank them.
All right, so we're getting some scores coming in. It's going to be staggered throughout the day today because we are not starting like the shotgun approach that we've seen in a lot of these local tournaments, but this is the 3A State Regional Tournament, so we've got more tee times designed throughout the day today. In fact, the latest tee time is at 11:20, so there's a few golfers that haven't even started just yet. Joining us on our hotline, Kevin Lytle is helping us out today, man. Sure appreciate him. Kevin is from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and if there's sports in Northern Colorado, Kevin's going to cover it. He knows everything, I think, and I don't think that's underselling it. Kevin, where are you, man? I thought I saw you earlier, but now I'm not so sure.
I'm everywhere, Brady. Right now, I threw Tanner in a lake. We're on number 11. Dylan Schmidtke just hit his approach shot. You can see the nerves of this are playing in. He kind of slammed the club down a little bit. The pressure of, like Tanner was saying, you know, playoff golf, if you will, you can see it early on here. There's a lot of, you know, angst, frustration, just that tightness. I think that comes when you know that you need to have a good round. And I think we've all been there. You want to have a good round. Your first couple holes aren't going very well. You get a little frustrated.
Hey, Kevin, let me jump in here real quick. You're talking about frustration early. You're on 11 right now. Is Max Knopfinger in that group with you?
Yep. We are with that kind of lead group.
Talk about a plus three in his open. I mean, he triple bogeyed that opening hole. He's one of the guys you're looking at to win this thing today in advance. So talk about the nerves with him, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can kind of see it off the, you know, I was saying to Tanner, we're sitting there watching them tee off. You know, there are seven or eight golf carts around, probably 20 or so people when you add up coaches, some other players. I'm sitting there saying, well, I sure wouldn't handle that well. And I think you can kind of see it. You know, these guys are used to it. It's not the first time they've had that, but still an unusual, weird feeling. And then, you know, if that first tee shot isn't a good one, which was the case for him as he put it into the water, it's easy to compound on yourself because early in a round, you don't have any good shots. You know, if your first shot is bad, your only feeling is bad. Oh my gosh. We just had a approach shot from probably about 70 yards out from Jacob Gilbert. He hit the stick. He hit about the flag, which actually worked well. He would have gone long, but talk about being right on. It looked like it dropped down really close to the pin. So fantastic shot there. So sorry, I kind of interrupted my own thought there, but amazing shot from Gilbert. And then but circling back to that idea, when your first couple shots are bad, that's the only kind of feeling you have in your game at the moment. Obviously, you know you can play well, but it really just kind of sticks with you until you hit a couple good shots, get that out of your system, and then you can kind of start to cruise. So that's why, yeah, obviously a plus three is a really bad start, but doing it on number one isn't the end of the world because it gives you a whole lot of time to fix it.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, if you get a bad start, obviously it's 10 times worse if it's late in the game here and it leaves you no opportunity to come back. So maybe you're getting the bad shots out of the way. Kevin, a few of these tournaments that we've covered, you know, Clark and I were talking about it earlier, start about 8 o'clock. And so this is a little bit different approach. At 10 o'clock, we're seeing some golfers don't start till 11:20. Golf's such a mental game. Does that have any impact on maybe a rough start?
I think it can. Certainly, I think it works in the favor of the kids. That kids this age are pretty amiable to whatever happens, but I think that routine is certainly important. And having it be a little different, I think, can play in. And then, like Tanner was saying, it's a little unusual that some of these guys that we think might be at the top are kind of setting the pace. Because you know, normally you'd want to be able to check some scores, know what you need to do, and really they're the scores people will be checking. So, you know, in a way that's good. They don't have to worry about others. But on the other hand, they don't know what others are going to do. You know, so there could be people playing really low behind them or low scores behind them that could really change things. So it's really kind of a unique situation right here.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, do you want us to stay with you a bit longer or you want to rejoin us in a moment?
Yeah, we can stay here for another one. We're watching right now. There's a kind of a gathering of the players. I think they're making a ruling. It looks like Schmidtke may hit another one out. So it looks like he's dropping right here. He's on the right side of the green. And there's a bunch of kind of marsh and out of bounds just off the side there. So he must have found that. Looks like he's having a little issue with the drop. I think the ball keeps rolling down a hill back into the out of bounds zone. So another tough hole here for Schmicke. He's going to have a decent chance to get up and down pretty well here based on it's a front pin position. So if he can land one pretty close, he can maybe keep from losing too much ground. But another rough hole here. He's walking up to kind of check out his landing spot, see how much room he has. He's going to have to land this pretty much on the fringe probably and let it run up to the pin. He's only about 20 feet from the pin at most. Good chip. That was his sixth shot as a par five. So he's going to have a decent chance to put in for a double bogey here, which he needs to do to just kind of keep in range of everyone else right now. But yeah, I think you're seeing firsthand, man, what an early step back can do to even some of these really good golfers. It can really knock you back a bit.
Yeah, no question about it. And seeing Dylan Schmidtke, one we've gotten to know quite a bit here throughout the summer months, and no doubt a frustrating start.
Yeah, and now it looks like Nofsinger is lining up his putt. It's for a birdie about 10 feet out. Looks like it might go a little left or right. Shouldn't move a ton, though. And it just off. It did move a little left or right, I think a little bit more than he thought, but he should have a tap in for par. And that's Nofsinger.
One of those spots, though, Kevin, where you're looking at Nofsinger plus three in the opener, had a chance to cut one of those off right there with a 10-footer and couldn't get it to drop, but he'll try to make up that deficit on the next 16 holes.
Yep, exactly. Now we're Caleb Schaefer is lining up what, again, looks like a birdie putt that he has a good chance to make. I would say this is about 7 feet, and don't think there's a ton of movement in it. He ran it just past, so he also should have a little tap-in for par. He's playing well early. He'll be frustrated. Both 10 and 11 he had what you would consider makeable birdie putts and just to knock them in. But the way he's hitting it, he has to be happy with where he's at.
All right, Kevin, we're going to take a break here. So we'll see if we can rejoin you in a moment. What we're due for a break here. So we'll catch up with Kevin Lytle here in a moment. 32 minutes after the hour, you're listening to our coverage of 3A State Regionals at Boomerang Links Golf Course. But let's jump out for a quick break, Clark. Before we do that, though, tell us a little bit quickly about somebody else supporting these broadcasts.
Yeah, we have nine different sponsors on the program today, so we'll hit you all a bunch. Weld Community Credit Union, thank them for what they do. The smart choice for low rates, there's no doubt about it. Check out their new logo. It's great stuff. WeldCCU.com, where you go for all their information.
All right, again, our coverage continues. 3A State Regionals from Boomerang Links Golf Course, if I can spit that out. It's still early for me. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. We're live out at Boomerang Links Golf Course for the 3A State Regional Tournament, and it's a beautiful day, Clark. We're in the shade, so you can't really complain there. But normally, I would be ready to jump on for the whole show at noon today, but we'll be out here. A lot happened over the course of the weekend. Talk about a broken heart. Anthony Davis just shattered Nuggets Nation last night.
If you're a Nuggets fan, how do you get over that? I mean,
you need to win game three. That's the only way you get over it.
It is. You got to play almost a perfect series to beat the Lakers, and Anthony Davis sneaks out with a second to go and pops down a three to just electrify your heart, man. That hurts.
And the Nuggets kept coming back. I mean, time and time again in that game, it looked like they were down. They weren't going to come back. So I want to get to that. Obviously, Drew Locke news, too. Looks like he's going to be out for 2 to 6 weeks. So terrible weekend, but the Rockies somehow beat the best team in baseball. I don't know what to think anymore of sports in 2020. Speaking of sports
COVID
in 2020, COVID is crazy, yes. We've enjoyed the opportunity to get to know golfers out here throughout Northern Colorado. I believe we have Tanner Schwent on the line. Tanner, what do you have for us, man?
Well, fellas, that long par 5 that Kevin was walking you through, Jacob Gilbert did end up stepping up and drilling that birdie putt. So he sits alone at the top of the leaderboard, one under so far. And so he is playing really well. So after that par 5, you saw Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton drop 2 strokes. He sits at plus 3. Max Nofsinger sitting at plus 3 through 2 as well. But Taylor Schaefer, Jacob Gilbert, you know, Taylor Schaefer has been sitting even. I don't believe he found his ball. So coming up on number 12, it's a very short par 3, very short, 115 yards. And it looks like Max Nofsinger and Taylor Schaefer, Max Nofsinger from Frontier, Taylor Schaefer from Sterling, have both lost their balls into the lake. Wow. So this is spelling trouble again. So this course, guys, like I said, it's not, it doesn't seem that imposing. This Lynx style means, like, it's a lot flatter. There's not a lot of trees around. But there's different ways, and it's confusing ways that it protects these holes. There's a lot of bunkers, a lot of marshy area, a lot of native grass, and that's where some of these kids are getting caught up in. But Taylor Schaefer from Sterling, after his drop, little chip shot, and that looks like it needs to bite a little bit. That's a great shot, and he almost ran into the hole. Kevin Lytle is impressed by that one a little bit, a couple of claps from the crowd here, and that's a very, very good shot. And again, when you do this, fellas, it's all about limiting that damage. You know, it's just, okay, you got into this stuff, let's get out. How well can you recover? So Taylor Schaefer is going to leave himself to a putt to only drop one stroke, and that's huge. I mean, if you can only limit it to one, you can bounce back from that, especially with Taylor Schaefer from Sterling sitting at even so far through the day, and it seems like everybody else with a little bit of worry and a little bit of trouble. So it's critically important to do that, especially, you know, for Max Nofsinger here, who has already hit one out. He's sitting, he recorded a triple at the first, comes back and pars the second, and now he chunked his chip shot after hitting it out. So Max Nofsinger from Frontier Academy is struggling hard early on. Honestly, fellas, the guy that I have my eye on right now is the guy from Strasburg, that is Jacob Gilbert. He's just cool, calm, collected on this par 3. He threw it up really short of the hole, so now he's got a birdie putt that, you know, pretty makeable. It's going to be a long one, a little right-to-left action with that water pulling it down that way. But, you know, he's got a putt for birdie. Dylan Schmidtke, who hit 2 out and recorded only a double. I mean, that could have gone a lot worse on that last hole on that long par 5 here at Boomerang Links on hole number 11. Now on number 12, he's got an outside chance at a birdie putt. This is looking at probably a 30-footer. Here's the putt by Schmidtke out of Eaton. He left that one way left, but it could break there towards the end. That's actually really ran it within 6 inches of the hole. That's a very, very good putt. So he should tap in for his par. And, you know, that's the category that you always want to lead in when you talk about golf. It's that rebound category. Maybe you did have a double bogey. Maybe you had a triple even. How well do you bounce back and take care of it? Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton bounces back very nicely and taps in his par on number 12. Let's finish this out because Justin Gilbert has a chance at another birdie to take a 2-stroke lead at last time we checked on the standings and the standing route leaderboard here at the 3A regionals. Here's the putt by Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg. Pretty good pace, but I think it's going to roll out to the right on him. And yeah, so he should be able to tap in for his par there. Another name too that we'll have to keep our eyes on, guys. I mean, we know the Lockie last name. Cole Lockie sitting in second place at even right now, and he's not even, you know, coming into this tournament, he's not even one of the two best golfers for Eaton. So that's when you talk about the team aspect. If he can find a way to come alive today, that would be huge. But early trouble,
hey, Tanner,
here for Max. Yeah, go ahead, Clark.
Yeah, let me jump in real quick. You talked about Cole Lockie right there. They're that third group off the tee there on 10. So they've played 11 already, and also Jacob Buckendorf from Res Christian is in that mix too. Both he and Cole Lockie at even. So we'll watch those guys, see what they do from that third group the rest of the way as well.
Right, and you, I mean, you heard how these a couple of holes have ate up some of these best golfers. If it's, you know, and maybe that's a little bit better because you come in and you're more relaxed, not a lot of pressure on you early on. Go out and post a score. Here's Taylor Schaefer from Sterling as he misses his bogey putt. So he'll tap this in for a double bogey. But, guys, I want to emphasize that, you know, Max Nofsinger from Frontier Academy is in some trouble here early on. After that triple bogey that he recorded on number 10, he is staring down the barrel of doing the same thing, recording a six here on number 12 after he hit one in and then chunked his second shot. It's not looking great here at the moment for Max Nofsinger, who you guys know it, and all three of our broadcasts has been at the top of the leaderboard. So there's Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg with his tap-in par. Let's see what Max Nofsinger can do here, and we'll throw it back to you after this putt. Max Nofsinger with about 4 feet left here. And he's going to tap. No, he's going to miss it. That was for a five. He's going to tap in for a six. So you're going to see Max Nofsinger move to plus six on the afternoon through three holes. Definitely not the caliber of golf that we know he can play.
Wow, Tanner, what is his demeanor like at this point? Obviously frustrating for him.
Yeah, he's walking back. Everybody's already cleared the green. He's walking back. He's got his head hung low. And the thing that he's got to remember, and I know it's easier said than done sitting here in this golf cart where we're not playing, but there's a lot of golf to be played left. I mean, he's got 15 holes, so how he bounces back is huge because quite a few of these golfers will qualify for the state tournament. He is that high-caliber type of golfer that belongs there. Now, can he mentally bounce back and go and prove it? We'll find out. But, yeah, his demeanor is a little rough.
Yeah, Tanner, you look at it out of this region, the two golfers that really did well at state last year were Nofsinger and Taylor Schaefer from Sterling. And so, boy, you make it as a junior, and now at plus six, he's got, in the back of his mind, he's got to be thinking, man, is there a way I can make state as a junior but maybe get left out this year? Interesting.
Right, and, you know, we talk about it with golf all the time. It's positive swing thoughts, right? You want to be positive when you're stepping up. And, I mean, if you've got those going on, I think things could get a little dicey. But I did want to throw out there, guys, one of the guys that is not in our pairing but is right behind us is Trey Koontz out of Sterling. Mm-hmm. And the rumor mill out here has it that Trey injured his shoulder a little bit. He is playing, but he injured his shoulder heading into the tournament today. And so we'll see how big of a factor that is. But, you know, that's another really high-caliber golfer that should be able to post some scores. We'll see what that shoulder has. And if it can help hold up for him.
All right, Tanner, you have him through three, so we'll see where we are in a moment. We'll catch up with you in a bit. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
Tanner Schwint out there. Three already, Clark. Are we moving fast, or is it just me?
I think we're picking up pretty good pace. Must seem like a day and a half for the golfers like Nofsinger. Must feel like he's been out there for a week already.
Yeah.
Boy, how do you – you're one of the favorites. You're one of the guys who everybody's saying you're for sure going to slip through into the state tournament, one of the top 13. And, boy, oh, boy, you're plus six to begin things after three holes.
That's a tough one. I mean, do you come back from that? I mean, we're here for a reason, right? Yep. This is the 3A regional tournament, so you're going to have some great golfers. You obviously have to mentally check back in and hope for some other guys to struggle throughout the process. But, the it's early thing, it's hard to use that when you're plus six at this stage.
Yeah, a lot of golfers get in, though, so if he puts a run together, it'll probably get him back in the mix. But, boy, tough start for him here in his hometown.
All right, Clark, we want to thank Harsh Outdoors for helping us get this broadcast put together.
Yeah, thank you so much to Jim and Steve out there. Great stuff. You ought to do yourself a favor and visit the website at harshoutdoors.com. It's a fabulous website. Shows everything they've got, the great sales they have going on, too. Just incredible stuff. where the variety of outdoors and power sports equipment is second to none. Simply that. It's Harsh Outdoors. They're there in beautiful Eaton right off Highway 85. So get out and certainly see them. HarshOutdoors.com. Go there and check out all of their great goods. You like coffee? I'm telling you, the best coffee I've ever had is that Black Rifle coffee, and I see it on a lot of outdoors places throughout the nation. And it's huge, and it's a great coffee, Black Rifle Coffee. They got that for you, too, among many other things out there.
Yeah, well, it sounds like one of those places that just kind of does it all, right? We're going to come back here. We're going to wrap up hour number one here. Maybe we'll go through how this is, how we get the standings here too. I mean, maybe we can take a chance to look at that and see. Like you said, Nofsinger might be struggling today, but he still has an opportunity to advance past the regional tournament. So we'll kind of break through that a little bit and update you a little from the weekend that was on the sports scene. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, live from the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament at Boomerang Links Golf Course. We'll be right back. .10:52 the time. Welcome back. This is our coverage of 3A State Regionals, a 3A State Regional Golf Tournament, high school boys golf. We've had the opportunity to cover a lot of golf throughout the course of the summer, so it's been fun to get out here today at Boomerang Links Golf Course. We're going to go through how this is seeded in a moment as far as, you know, what is it going to take to get into the state tournament overall. But, Clark, with a few updates.
Yeah, Jacob Gilbert is not alone at the top of the leaderboard anymore at one under. Jacob Buckendorf from Res Christian has joined him. So a birdie for Buckendorf on two, and actually would be on 11 because I believe he teed off at 10. So on 11, his second hole of the day, a birdie to go tied for the lead. So the resurrection Christian ace, Jacob Buckendorf, right there, right now. Good stuff.
Yeah, kind of heating up here for the first few couple of holes. Some of the golfers, at least, that we knew were going to be at the top are certainly holding that up. But some shockers, too, as well. Max Nofsinger struggling. Dylan Schmidtke is kind of up and down at this point. I wouldn't say struggling just yet, but so I guess this is what you get in these kind of tournaments. There's a lot of great there's a lot of talent out there.
Boy, no doubt about it. A lot of golf to go, though, so I always say in sports, if you're going to get behind a bunch, you make it early, and you still got a chance to catch them.
Hey, just ask the Nuggets about
that's right.
That, right?
That's
they were down
right.
a bunch early. Clark, talk to us a little bit about the do we have somebody, Micah? Did you say we have somebody? Okay, we do. All right, Kevin Lytle's joining us again. Kevin from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and helping us out today. Kevin, what do you have for us, man?
I didn't want to interrupt you heading into the brilliant musings of Clark Johnson. I mean, that's the good stuff right there, guys.
It is pretty good. It's entertaining. He's being attacked by a bee throughout this broadcast
today. Of course.
So that's been a side note that we're going to keep our eyes on later throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, you have to deal with adversity. I mean, that's part of sports. You got to, you know, you never know what's going to come at you. Cliche.
Gotta love it, man. Well, what do you have? What cliche do you have for us?
I am at number 13. I'm going to come up with a bunch of them. Got a bunch of birdie putts coming up here. Everyone had good first shot, really good approach shots. So Dylan Schmidtke, yeah, just missed his birdie putt. It was a good-looking putt, just ran past. But now Jacob Gilbert of Strasburg, who, like Tanner was saying, is playing really well. He's about 20 feet out. Looks like it's going to go a little right to left. He's just off the fringe. He took an aggressive line, ran it just past. So he's got a little tricky downhill par putt, but I think he'll be in decent shape. But Max Nofsinger, I think he's next up. It's nice to see he was a little worried about his first shot, and I think that's natural because I think he's lost three balls already, but he was just in the rough and had a really good out. Now he has about 10-foot birdie putt. It's going to go a little right to left on him with a little bit downhill slope, so this is a tricky little putt, but it's looking like he may be settling in on this hole, which is going to be really good to see because, like you guys were saying, we know he's a good player. Let's see. Here's the birdie putt. Just dove. Yep, he's had pretty big downhill slope. It was going to be hard to put that high enough. So just off, but he'll tap in for par. So nice little bounce back there for Nofsinger. And let's see if that's going to be a start of something I say kind of a really good approach shot coming out of the rough. That's the type of thing that can really build a little bit of confidence. And our last birdie putt here is Sterling's Taleb Schaefer, another similar. He has a big downhill slope. This one's opposite side, going left to right. And he nailed it. I think he used knock fingers, basically the opposite line, to read that hill. And Schaefer knocks in the birdie. He's playing really well. He's another one to watch. He looks just very, very smooth right now. So really, really good first few holes for him. And I'll stick with you guys for a second here to see if Gilbert knocks in his downhill par putt. And he sure did. So that's going to be three pars and a birdie on this hole for this group. So well-played hole. And like I say, I think the big takeaway from this hole is let's kind of mark it down and see if this is the restart for Nofsinger.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Nofsinger did get that birdie.
Yeah,
is that what
yeah,
I heard? That's
then,
fantastic.
Jacob Gilbert doing his thing as well. So Nofsinger from Frontier
Plus
Academy.
Five,
yeah, so he's trying to recover a little
sure.
bit. You make it interesting. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg is doing his thing. Clark, as you mentioned earlier, Jacob Buckendorf is at the top right now. But, again, so much can change.
A lot of golf to go, no doubt.
Damn, no question about it. Clark, it was a weird weekend, man. We're going to break here in a moment, but we'll talk a little bit. Side notes from the sports scene that was over the weekend. Chassa had some interesting news. Football will be back on KFKA in about 3 weeks.
The weird just gets weirder.
All exciting stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Little breeze coming in.
Oh,
Clark,
it's lovely.
Feeling great out here.
I feel like Jim Nance is right next door.
I do. I feel like that, actually. Yes. We don't have that down just yet, do we? Hello.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. We are, of course, live out here today for the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament at Boomerang Links Golf Course. Staff out here is fantastic checking up on us, man, but it's a lot of fun. We've been getting updates regularly from Tanner Schwent and Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins Coloradoan. It's been an interesting start to this one. A few of the golfers that we're talking about here, and again, all local golfers pretty much. I mean, you have a lot of schools throughout, but, man, there's a lot of local ones, Clark, throughout Northern Colorado that stand out. Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton, Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, Max Nofsinger, Frontier Academy, Taleb Schaefer out of Sterling, not necessarily that local, but we've been following along Sterling Sports for quite some time, too. So certainly some big names. We do have Tanner on the line for us. Tanner, where are you now?
So I've kind of been hanging out here on the 12th par 3 because this hole has been eating up these players, and I wanted to see how it was going to go. Finally, the third, so the pairing was Cole Lockie and out of Eaton and Jacob Buckendorf from Resurrection Christian. This has been by far the best pairing on this hole in particular. Jacob Buckendorf, man, he looks like he's ready to go today. One under, he just parred that hole, and we haven't seen a lot of pars throughout the day on number 12 here, so that was a great way to keep it rolling there for Jacob Buckendorf out of Resurrection Christian. But was talking with the coach here for the Resurrection Christian golf team, and Resurrection Christian High School has been shut down for confirmed positive COVID-19 cases. So it was a very short window that had to go back through contact tracing and prove that the golfers here today had not been in contact with anybody who had contracted COVID-19 or the positive cases that Resurrection Christian had. But they found a way. They were out here, and now Jacob Buckendorf is making the best out of his opportunity to be here. But, man, you talk about what would have been a disaster if they would not have been able to prove that these athletes did not come in contact. I mean, you lose Jacob Buckendorf out of here, and he's sitting at one under. So just a crazy year, and it's only going to get crazier, but I'm going to hang around with Jacob Buggendorf and company because this grouping, this pairing, looks pretty good. Cole Lockie as well out of Eaton. He did bogey number 12, so he is going to move to plus one, but still right there.
Yeah, no question. As you said, Jacob, I know, Clark, you were chatting with his dad earlier, mm-hmm. too, who's raring to go. So maybe he's bringing some good luck over there.
Yeah, that's, haven't seen Larry out. At the, I'm sure was there, but just didn't see him at the other tournaments. But, yeah, you're. How about that? By the skin of your teeth, you're in here. Even though there's a outbreak at the school, they shut it down, and you're able to make your way out. Boy, just how disappointing would that have been to say, hey, you know what, your chance at state out the window. I mean, that would have been really tough.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, guys. And like I said, he's not wasting anything. And then as I say that, see, I just keep putting the jinx on people. He pulls up to the tee box, and I believe that one's gonna be out of bounds, possibly. We'll see. But there's water right up there on that right side. I'm sorry, is it in? It's in the hazard. So I'm putting the jinx on people out here. I need to just not – if I'm not talking about it, you got a pretty good chance to go low today.
Usually how it works.
Right, yeah. No, but this is just a fascinating field because, you know, it's not missed putts that we're seeing. It's just a couple of bad shots into a couple of hazards from all of these pairings. And I'm sure you're going to hear from Kevin Lytle as well, as he stuck around with that Jacob Gilbert and Max Nofsinger pairing, the first pairing of the day. But it's just a couple of shots here and there that have gone wayward, and it's been costing, you know, some major strokes. But what's also been fascinating to me, and that's the first time I've heard a driver ping all day. You know, a lot of them have been just pulling out irons, trying to play it safe, and you can get a little tight trying to do that too if you don't normally hit irons off the tee box. It's a little bit of a different feel, a little bit of a different approach, and so we'll see if they can get it straightened out. But it's been a little rough so far. We'll see what's going on. Guys, while I'm here, you guys got an update on the team standings and the individual standings by chance? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, let me check for you here. While we do that, Clark, why don't you tell us about one of these amazing sponsors, too, that's making this broadcast possible.
Absolutely. Want to thank, from Edwards, Jones, and Eaton, Tyler Wright. He's a great agent over there. Go on his Facebook. Go to EJ Advisor Tyler Wright. That's with a W, W-R-I-G-H-T. Great financial advisor over there. EdwardsJones.com/Tyler Wright. Also, you can go there. We'll talk about him. Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? When you work with Tyler Wright, your local Eaton area Edwards Jones financial advisor, he focuses on what's important to do. To you. You'll work together and use established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And you'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact Tyler today, 970-454-2240. That's Edwards Jones, member SIPC.
And Tanner, those updates too. Again, these are spotty as far as the stats that we're putting in, but you have Resurrection Christian listed as only through one, and they're one under. But you see teams like Jefferson Academy, Brush, Faith Christian reporting through three, and they're sitting at even right now. So we have Estes Park, Jefferson Academy, Frontier Academy, Brush, and Faith Christian sitting at even. But again, Estes Park's only reported through one at this stage. So we know those stats are take a little bit more time to get put in.
Right. Well, and that's the thing that's what is so nice about this Awanamaker app is that they can put them in as they go right off the bat. But, you know, if you have crappy cell reception, then you're not going to be able to update it as quickly because these kids are putting in the scores after every hole. But, you know, maybe your app's a little slower. Maybe you ran out of data. I mean, there's just a plethora of things that could go wrong. So interesting to say the least, but I'll be staying up to date with you guys, and I'll be back with you shortly.
Yeah, thanks, Tanner. Appreciate it, man. Jacob Gilbert is, by the way, just killing it through five. He's minus two or under two. So we'll switch over. We got Tanner. Now let's jump over. Kevin Lytle joining us. Kevin, what do you have for us, man?
Yeah, you mentioned Jacob Gilbert. I'm with him and that group of, you know, kind of number ones. We're just walking up 15. They just teed off. But Gilbert, gosh, he looks good. I mean, he hasn't hit, not even a bad shot. He hasn't hit, you know, even like a mediocre type of shot today. he just looks really smooth. And you mentioned Taylor Schaefer a few minutes ago as well. He also looks really good. I'm excited about what this group is going to do because Nofsinger seems to have settled down. Schmicki's settled in a little bit. I think we might have some guys making a run here, but Gilbert and Schaefer especially are off to a really nice start, and it's kind of exciting to see guys playing this smooth early in an important tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you see that some golfers, you know, struggling a bit early on, but some, like you mentioned, Jacob Gilbert especially, out of Strasburg, taking it and running with it, taking in the moment and getting off to a brilliant start early on in this one. So you got to like his chances, at least through a few, first half a dozen holes or so.
Yeah, and what's interesting to me to watch is kind of the strategy, especially as, you know, guys kind of settle into what, you know, how well they're playing or where their score is, more importantly, is, you know, when do you choose to attack a pin? When do you play it smart and just make sure you find the middle of the green? Because some of these, and Tanner was mentioning that number 12 par 3, where that pin is, it kind of invites you to go at it. But if you miss at all, either to the right or long, you're finding a whole lot of trouble. So it's pretty intriguing to see the choices as to when you attack and when you just say, you know what, a par is going to be good on this hole. I'll be happy with a par. And really, that can be the difference in a lot of these tournaments is when you choose to attack and when you take advantage of that and when you choose to be safe and cautious.
Interesting spot right now, Kevin, for, as you were talking about, Jacob Gilbert, who just seems to be on the dime today. He seems to have it all right there, minus two so far through five holes. So I'm rolling right along. But you can probably see it on the faces of some of these golfers, you know, whether they're hitting the ball well early or struggling a bit.
Yeah, you definitely can. I mean, we've seen some, you know, kind of not slamming clubs, but you kind of hit the turf in frustration, you know, kind of head hanging low. And then the other side, some guys, when they're playing well, get, you know, kind of jovial and happy and joking. And other guys, it's kind of the poker face. They act like nothing's happening, but that's how you know they're dialed in because they're just kind of non-responsive to good shots and bad shots. And I think we're seeing that a little bit from both Gilbert and Schaefer. I haven't really seen a reaction from either of them in any way, and I think that's kind of their dialed in mode of being like, you know, I'm playing well, why should I react to a good shot? Like, that's what I expect to do, which I don't really know that feeling when it comes to golf, but it's gotta be fun.
Yeah, it's got to be amazing. I mean, these guys, even bad performances for them are still pretty darn good for the most part, especially at this level, too, at the 3A state regional side of things. Kevin, should we stay with you a bit longer, or do you want to touch base with us in a moment?
Yeah, I can stick with you guys. We've got approach shots coming up here. Dylan Schmicki actually found on the right side of this hole is just a little pond at some swamp area, and he actually found that, so he's dropping right now. So another tough little spot here for Schmicki. This another one's kind of awkward. There's a little hill that if you catch it, it's just going to run right into the water, and I think that's exactly what he found. But the other drives on this hole, I think, look really good. So yeah, I think we can circle back here in a little bit, but it looks like few of these guys, especially those ones near the top, are going to have another scoring opportunity.
All right, Kevin, appreciate it, man. That's Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Clark, take us through here as we zoom through this second hour. Top 13, correct, move on. And it's kind of interesting with what they do with the teams and how they determine the players that will be on those.
Yeah, top two teams are going to go. And they only score your top three golfers per team. That's how you get your team score. And this all I was told by Rick Mees, the coach out at Res Christian the other day. We were talking about it. They take those eight golfers from those or how many ever golfers are off those two teams. It's going to be eight in this circumstance. And they move them away. The next 13 scores is what I'm told. And Gino Mayo from Eaton kind of said this same thing. He said it gets kind of confusing. But you can take away the eight golfers off those teams, and then the next 13 also will qualify. So it could mean that up to, I mean, the worst case scenario or the biggest number of golfers that could come out of today's rounds, I believe that means is 21 But I think that you, as a player, you just want to know that if you're in the top 13, you're going to state.
Yeah, that's what you got to think about. Lucky number 13.
Yep.
So again, even guys that get off to a rough start. Still know, okay, I have an opportunity here.
Yeah,
still
definitely.
An opportunity. I don't have to win this thing, but it's regionals. And so, yeah, you want to place high, but the most important thing about today is finding a way to get inside that top 13.
Yeah, my guess is top 13 is going to encompass guys who are maybe even plus 5 and plus 6 throughout the day. So you always have a chance to come back in here. Usually our winner scores have been in with tournaments from these guys, and you include some 4A and 5A golfers the last couple of tournaments we've broadcast here on KFKA. But if you're shooting anywhere near even par, you're up at near the top of the leaderboard there. So my guess is that you take 13 to 15 golfers, you're going to see some guys that are plus 5, plus 6, certainly getting into the state tournament.
Yeah, right now at the leaderboards, at least, as far as local, and as Clark mentioned, Jacob Buckendorf reported through 3, and he's 1 under, but it's Jacob Gilbert reported through 5, and he's 2 under at this stage. So he's the guy to beat, but we'll continue monitoring the situation and see how these guys move along. There's a couple of Sterling kids, a couple of Eaton kids that we do expect to be in the mix. But as Kevin had alluded to earlier, Dylan Schmidtke needing that last hole to start to make some progress as he finds himself quite a ways down the leaderboards through 5 over 4. So he's trying to rebound at this stage.
Brady, you mentioned a couple of the Eaton players that are in here, and we had talked about Cole Lockie already, who's at plus 1 after 3 holes. Peyton Walker, he was the freshman. Peyton Walker was the freshman out at the Eaton Invitational. That shot his life best round out there. So that's a kid just as a freshman who's trying to gain some experience out here today. He is also in at plus 1 right now.
Yeah, Peyton Walker was one of those golfers, Clark. In some of the tournaments we've done before, he got off to a great start. He was right there in the pack. Then he kind of tapered off, and you got to think that's probably because he is so young, because he is a freshman. So we'll see if he can hold his own out there today. And again, lucky number 13, that's what it's all about. Finish in that top 13, and we'll keep you updated. All right, the 3A State Regionals coverage presented by so many amazing sponsors here on the program, and without them, we just simply couldn't make it happen. Clark, tell us about another one.
Yeah, before we hit the break here, LSI Insurance, that is Rick Mees, the head golf coach at Resurrection Christian. That's his daughter's insurance company. He works for her out there. That's a pretty cool thing. So LSI Insurance, want to thank them. Also want to thank Perry's Vac and So out here on West 10th Street. Joe Perry down there. It's not the Joe Perry from the old rock and roll days, but it is Joe Perry nonetheless. And they've got great stuff going. If you're looking for air purifiers, I know in the middle of COVID, and especially with the fires we've had out here, they have some awesome air conditioners and air purifiers down there that will knock your socks off. So go take a look. Perry's Vac and So, we thank them along with LSI Insurance.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break here and see where we are. But, we're moving right along here today. And you know, there's a lot of golfers, I think, yet to start. Well, about 11:20, I think we'll get our last trio starting up with Josh Doer out of Faith Christian, Landon Kuntz out of Berthoud, and Ty Barfus out of Brush. So they'll be the last golfers to get going. My guess is they just did that. So you're listening to coverage, again, of the 3A State Regionals Golf Tournament live from Boomerang Lynx Golf Course. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Five minutes after the 11 o'clock hour on this Monday morning, we're continuing with our coverage of the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament from Boomerang Lynx Golf Course in Greeley. Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining us now. He's out here with us, and Tanner and Kevin have been firing off updates left and right. And Kevin, what do you have for us now? Are you still looking at Mr. Buckendorf out of Resurrection Christian?
No, I am with Jacob Gilbert, and he just hit, I think, the best shot I've seen today, and maybe in a little while. We're on this 15 par 5, kind of big downhill par five. He had a big drive straight down the middle, of course. And then from about 160 out, maybe 170, he just hit this iron dead on the pin, landed it just a little bit in front of the green. It ran up to just pass for a chance at eagle. He had about a 10-foot eagle putt, just missed it, but was able to tap in for birdie. So Gilbert keeps rolling. But, I mean, just a fantastic approach. Meet myself and some of the people following were standing kind of behind him about 20 yards back, and so we could just watch the trajectory of it. And we're sitting there, it's like, oh my gosh, this is going to run up right on the pin. And pretty much did, like say, a little long, but a heck of a shot. He is just cruising right now. He looks really in control of his game. I'm watching him. He's teeing up on a par three here. You don't want to be short. There's a little sand trap. You don't want to be long because there's a bunch of garbage that you don't want to be in, basically. But the way he's playing, let's see. I'll give you his tee shot here. But he's just cruising right now.
Kevin, is that 16 you're on out there?
Yes. I kind of lost in the sky. It's blue sky. It's a little hard to track. Oh, told you. He is right on about 15 feet left of the pin. It looks like he's pin high, so he's going to have another birdie putt coming up here in a couple minutes. Mm. Gilbert is just – this is fun to watch, guys. It's really impressive.
Boy, he's on a roll right now, Kevin. So that would put him through six holes of play, if I'm right, three under par and a three-stroke lead. The next person I see on the leaderboard's at even par, and they've just teed off that group. So this is a nice big lead early for Jacob Gilbert.
Yeah. Like you said, not only is he playing great, I mean, three under is going to put you in a good spot no matter what, but this course is definitely eating some guys up. Like Tanner has done a really good job describing, there's just some really tricky spots that kind of as you walk around, you're thinking, oh, this isn't bad. But then as you actually find out, it's really well-placed, creatively designed course that just makes it really tricky, and the scores are reflecting that right now.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, appreciate it, man. Jacob Gilbert is the guy to beat right now. I mean, he is breezing through this, and like you said, we're kind of jealous. He's doing some great stuff out there, and you guys are getting to witness it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So I'll follow them up to the green here. I'll circle back with you guys as we're getting close to making the turn here. But barring a real big unexpected collapse here, it looks like Gilbert's going to make the turn in a really, really positive position.
Kevin, we'll look out for your updates coming up soon. That's Kevin Lytle, again, helping us out from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Clark, we're getting to that point now, too, where some of the golfers, the good ones that are probably going to be in this thing, at least for the long haul, starting to separate themselves. It's still very early on throughout the day, but a few of these golfers, guys like Jacob Gilbert, trying to separate themselves from the pack a bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Some of the golfers that are just, take for example Jacob Gilbert, he's through six holes now of this tournament. Some are reporting only through one or two holes. And that's like the next six or eight golfers. So go tread lightly with those guys because they have this course is tough. They're going to have time to start ballooning up a little bit. But when you look back at the other golfers who have completed four, five, and six holes, those are the ones to keep in mind right now, at least, and easily leading that, Jacob Gilbert at three under par now.
All right, we have Tanner Schwint on the line. Tanner, what's your status now, my friend?
Well, guys, I'm just trying to find that next grouping and who's going to make that move. I've been bouncing back and forth. You know, Jacob Buckendorf looked good, you know, last time we talked, and then he hit his into the water, so he went with a double bogey on number 13. So he's going to fall to plus one. So I've moved back up. I'm here with Walker Payton from the Eaton Reds and Trey Coons in this grouping. I got a couple of kids at plus one here on number 15, which is a long, straight hole. Peyton Walker got a little to the right there into the trees, and he punched it back out onto the middle of the fairway. It was a nice recovery shot, but look for him to maybe be in some danger. And now Trey Coons trying to get to the green in two here. He's going to rip that to the right where there should be a little bit of trouble. But really, guys, I heard you talking about it right before I jumped on. You know, Jacob Gilbert's leading the way, and there's not a whole lot of people behind him right now.
that look like they want to make a move on it. Let's see, you know, there's some golfers with some talent out here, but who's it going to be? At this moment, I don't know. And like I said, I know Kevin's up there with that pairing, and Jacob Gilbert has it, you know, he's just kind of got that swag, that it factor going on today. So I'll keep you updated. I'm looking to find who's going to try and make that move. But as of right now, I don't really see anybody threatening.
Yeah. All right, Tanner, we'll be sure to catch up with you soon. As you said, you're following Peyton Walker, who's an interesting story. Peyton Walker out of Eaton, the youngster. We've seen his name pop up a few times through these tournaments. He stayed in them early and then kind of faded, which I suppose is to be expected of a young golfer. But be curious to see if he can find his way in that top 13.
Yeah, we'll get real excited about the leaderboard until the turn, I think.
Yeah.
Until we get to the back nine on this particular day. But, boy, you just roll down the list here. Max Nofsinger and Dylan Schmidtke. Schmidtke from Eaton, of course, and Nofsinger from Frontier Academy. Two guys we figured would be near the top of the leaderboard today. They're sitting 34th and 39th right now.
Yikes.
So they got some running to do.
Yeah, Schmidtke's always been at the top, Clark. I think even the last tournament we had, he was at the top until maybe the last two holes or so. So no doubt he's frustrated, but just trying to do his best to stay in that top 13 race. Again, you know, being the leader's great, finishing, battling for first place is fantastic, but at the same time, you know, bottom line, the first and foremost, the goal is to crack that top 13 code today. 33 minutes after the hour, we've got our coverage continuing of the 3A State Regionals Golf Tournament here at Boomerang Links Golf Course. And, man, it's kind of breezy out here, Clark.
It's really a nice day.
I don't think it's going to get much past, like, the 83 mark today, so we're doing okay.
As long as we stay in the shade, we're good.
We'll just keep moving.
Just have to play with the bees.
Yeah, the bees are attacking.
They're friendly.
It's a little scary, but we keep moving along with the shade. And clouds are coming this way, too, so I think we're going to be just fine. But this is a lot of fun. And, again, without these amazing sponsors, you know, Preps Radio has evolved so much over the past 10, 15 years. Never was that statement more correct than 2020. You know, without high school football, softball, girls softball, and men's golf have saturated our airwaves, and it's been a lot of fun. In fact, it's kind of shown us that we're going to be able to branch out and do more of these broadcasts. And again, we can't do it without getting commitments from these amazing sponsors that help us put live and local radio on the air.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You bring up softball too, and we're going to continue with that. Our schedule through championship day coming up in October here, so we've got a few weeks left. Tomorrow will be in Fort Collins. Pooter and Palace at home against the Fort Collins Lambkins. And then the following Saturday we'll be out in Valley Vikings and the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Little 3A action. So all that coming up for you. Should be fun. Also, want to say Preps Midweek, as we start off the block party on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we'll have Resurrection Christian Golf Coach Rick Mize on, Jacob Buckendorf. We're going to try to get him on, and maybe another res golfer as well. So should be a fun day. If you're a golf fan, jump in.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, folks, you're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. Our coverage continues of the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament at Boomerang Links Golf Course. We'll be right back. When we do come back, we'll see if we can catch up with Tanner and Kevin. And is anybody going to challenge or threaten Strasburg's Jacob Gilbert? We'll find out next. Welcome back to our coverage of the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament. Clark, some side news here. According to 9 News, is Mr. Kliss, Cortland Sutton is out for the season. So
no.
Bad news.
Oh, that's just a horrible blow.
Yeah, just terrible situation.
He was injured early, and makes a great catch to open the game yesterday, and you're thinking, okay, he's back. Not so fast, my friend.
Yep. So bad news. Yesterday was a tough day for Broncos country because you had Drew Locke go down. Obviously, the loss to the Steelers. But you have a tough spot, you know, a tough situation on your hands. Drew Locke's going to be out 2 to 6 weeks, maybe more than that. Cortland Sutton, who coming in, I mean, you think he's going to be your superstar at this stage. But, boy, the Broncos have been hit with injuries unlike anything I've seen with the Broncos team specifically. Von Miller out for the season.
Boy, oh boy.
Pretty much. I mean, I don't see him coming back.
Those are, I mean, give me three bigger injuries. you know, for a team, your starting quarterback goes down. You know, you got your stud wide receiver, and you know, everybody knows Von Miller. That's just tough. That sounds like what the Avs went through in the playoffs, losing everybody almost to get there. That's just bad luck.
Yeah, no question about it. So difficult news there. And we'll try to see if we hear any more updates, but that's a rough one for sure. But back here and no injury so far. Knock on wood.
I almost got stung, but that would have been the only injury.
Clark's had a little bumblebee chasing him around today. So this one's interesting, Clark. You know, we're pushing through this at this stage. And you know, like Tanner said, he said, "Hey, I'm looking for news. I'm looking for golfers to kind of break through the pack." But Jacob Gilbert is in a league of his own right now. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasbourg is through seven, and he's under three at this stage. So as more and more golfers start to report, we're still.
One of note is the freshman from Eaton. Peyton Walker is just plus one. So three golfers behind Jacob Gilbert, three strokes behind at even par. But they've only reported one hole, so not going to get too excited about them yet. But the golfers that have reported four, five, or six holes, Peyton Walker plus one. Trey Koontz is plus one from Sterling after six. Ethan Runyon from Jefferson Academy came up from the Denver area for this. He's at plus one after five. Taleb Schaefer plus two after seven. And Taleb Schaefer is a name that we know from great success in the two tournaments that we've done previous to this one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Some big names on this list. Just nobody's really jumping out at you. And that's what Tanner and Kevin are looking for, trying to see who those golfers are going to be when it's all said and done.
Yeah, this is all about Jacob Gilbert right now. Who's going to make a run at him, and can he stay on the pace that he's at right now, which is crazy. He's, as we said, seven holes reported. He's three under par here.
I wonder if it makes a difference, you know, as when you have the situation where you're starting at different times, you don't have to worry about those golfers necessarily right behind you, right in front of you. Does it help a certain pace? You know, golfers like Jacob Gilbert might like to just breeze through a course like this. And, man, you got to wonder if that's helping him out in this situation.
Yeah, if you're out there, and their group is leading the whole procession here. So, yeah, nobody in front of you. That's got to be a nice thing. You get to play at your own pace when you're in that lead group. Nobody else is going to dictate how fast you go.
Yeah, no question. Clark Johnson, high school football. We're hearing that high school football is a go. It just depends on the schools. And we're hearing, you know, we see Steve Longwell down there, the Eaton Reds athletic director, and they're opting in. There's a lot of teams opting in.
The only team I've heard not opting in is Fort Collins so far. Matt Yem and his group have said they're going to stick it out and wait till spring.
Well, part of that reason, maybe, they jumped to 5A.
They did.
So 5A schools, a lot of those, they're in the Denver area.
Right.
So as we're hearing, mostly Denver schools, from what we've heard, are opting out until the spring.
They could have gone, the 5A FRL is going to go into spring, fall, from what we heard. So I'm wondering why they didn't just kind of put them in that slot, but then it would make some of the other conferences uneven. And they're talking to Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and they're in that kind of construction, I don't know what you want to call it. It's a group of teams down in the Denver area that put them in there with teams that are maybe new to 5A, kind of the new kids on the block. So we'll find out what that looks like. But most of the teams we've heard from up in our area here in northern Colorado opting in to play football here in the fall, and they'll get going here in October, I guess, and we'll see it all the way through into December.
Boy.
At least we've got something going in November and December, a great chance to spotlight high school football here, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, too. Man, it's going to be nuts for you, Clark. I know you're Clark Numbers Johnson. You have all these names and you have all these stats, but you're going to be tracking, obviously, golf. You're going to be tracking the softball side of things, the changeover to football. And then just when you get comfortable with that, basketball's going to start up.
Yeah, well, that's it's the nature of the business.
You're going to love it, man. You're going to have so many different games and activities to cover. It's going to be fantastic. Tanner Schwintz joining us on our line here. Tanner, what do you have for us now, man?
Well, guys, you know, obviously Jacob Gilbert moving to minus three. Looks like he's definitely distancing himself from the rest of the field here. Obviously, you can't say that it's out of reach because, like Clark keeps mentioning, there's a lot to go. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about the style of this course, you know, the links type of style, which is inviting to a lot of amateur golfers. For the main fact is that you don't get tree logged a whole lot of the time. You're able to, and a great chip there by Braxton Shelton and a brush, but you don't get tree logged. It's pretty wide open, but again, these hazards and these greens, I don't know if you guys have noticed out here, but these greens are a lot smaller than some of the other greens at, say, the Eaton Country Club or the Greeley Country Club. They're protected in different ways. One, by smaller. Two, by different slopes. They break a lot more, and these putts have been going a lot more left or right and a lot more breaking them. But surprisingly enough, these golfers out here have not been having a lot of trouble reading the greens and getting the putts to fall. It's been getting to the green, which means that they're hitting one or two wayward shots that's getting them into these hazards. And that's really where you've been seeing the issue. Jacob Gilbert is not doing anything special, but he's played special because he's been hitting fairways. He's been hitting greens in regulation. He's not trying to make that special play, that once-in-a-lifetime shot, which this course really invites you to do. It invites you to pull out the driver and go big with it. It invites you to try and throw it real close to the pin. But if you don't hit the perfect shot, you're going to be penalized from it. And I think that's why we're seeing such a separation on the scoreboard from Jacob Gilbert and the rest of the field.
Yeah, I think that's what's incredible, too, to see just kind of how he has separated himself at this stage. But yeah, I like what you said earlier. You're just trying to figure out, you know, which golfers you can follow at this stage.
Right. Like I said, I'm still here with Trey Koontz and company, Trey Koontz out of Sterling. But just like we saw there, you know, the Eden golfer, I believe it's Peyton Walker. Is it Peyton Walker, Walker Peyton? I've got them backwards in my head, fellas. One or the other.
Peyton Walker. You'll get it.
I apologize. See, I'm jumping from group to group. And anyhow, Peyton Walker, just like that, he's sitting at plus one, and then boom, he's got a blow-up hole where he's sitting at plus four now. So it just seems like there's nobody else that can kind of find this rhythm. Trey Koontz is playing incredibly well here, so I'll stick with him and see. But, you know, I mentioned that shoulder. He kind of shrugs it as he drills the putt, reaches down and grabs it, and it's almost like there's a little bit of discomfort there. So I'm still just following along. So if you guys have any recommendations of any golfers out there that I need to be going and checking in on, you let me know, because I believe at this point, outside of Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, no, but no doubt, Tanner. We'll, I mean, Peyton Walker, out of Eaton. It'll be interesting to see how he does at this stage too. But wide open. Whatever you can find for us, we'll try to catch up with you a bit later. We'll take a break here. 11:48 the time. And when we come back, we'll round out hour number two, Clark. We are we're busting through this bad boy, and so is Jacob Gilbert. I don't know if any golfers going to be able to catch him at this stage, but. Still a lot of golf to be played out there.
It is a bit of a procession right now. One guy out there, everybody else kind of in a group traveling behind him. Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg, 3 under par, your leader by a cool 3 strokes right now.
All right. When we come back, we'll round out hour number two. We'll see who can catch Mr. Gilbert as well. This is our coverage of the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament at Boomerang Links Golf Course on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Follow along with us, too, on our KFKA Preps Radio Facebook page. Tanner's taken some great shots and getting them up on our page as well, so you'll have to check those out. Follow along. But I believe Tanner's going to shift his focus to some more Eaton golfers, too, for sure. So taking a look at Peyton Walker, the freshman out of Eaton. Yeah, we'll see where he is there. I know Kevin Lytle joining us. He's been following along with Jacob Gilbert and Clark through 8. Jacob Gilbert is a cool 3 under at this stage. So
yeah, it's going to be fun to see who takes the run at him.
Yeah.
We're waiting for this big group. Of course, some of the scorers right below him have only reported a few holes, but who's going to make the run? I'm thinking Caleb Schaefer is the guy. Sitting at plus 2 right now. We know how good a golfer he is. He's kind of steady right now. He's kind of after get rocked a little bit early. He's starting to roll, I think. I'm going to take a look at him as the guy that makes the run.
Caleb Schaefer out of Sterling. Trey Koontz out of Sterling is through 7. He's 1 over at this point. Cole Lockie out of Eaton. He's 2 over. I believe he's through five holes. So, yeah, Jacob Buckendorf through six plus two. Not out of the realm of possibility for Buckendorf by any means, out of Resurrection Christian. But certainly you want to start putting together some decent runs here, some decent holes, and you know, in the next four or five, because that could either determine maybe you fall so far back you're not going to have that opportunity to hang in there in the end, or just even staying above water might be big for some of these young golfers.
Absolutely, yeah. Stay in touch, stay in the mix, and then when you heat up, start making your run. See if and then you look at Jacob Gilbert too. What if he stays hot? What if he goes minus four or minus five in here? Can he get a lead that is just unsurmountable?
Yeah, that's
insurmountable.
Insurmountable.
Yeah,
I think it's one of them. It's something surmountable for sure. Yeah, I don't know. We get through much past 10, 11, and if Gilbert can keep that pace, man, you wonder if he's going to be able to just run away with this thing overall. But I do want to thank again a couple of great sponsors that make these golf broadcasts go for us, Clark.
Yeah, absolutely. Eaton Area Park and Rec, we love what they do out there. EARPD on the website. Also want to thank Boomerang Links, who, we're sitting out here in a beautiful golf course. We've already had great stuff from the cafeteria here, and so it's been wonderful, and we thank Boomerang Links. Thank Wayne and everybody out here and making this thing rock and roll today out here. So good stuff.
Yeah, no question about it. Can't do it without these great sponsors. This is good stuff, Clark. That bee is attacking. Bee's kind of faded away from me a little bit, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I think I've won that battle early.
Yeah.
I'm up minus two against the bee.
Yeah. So what do we have for Preps Radio throughout the course of the week, Clark? I know, as you mentioned, Preps Midweek, going to be a jam-packed show there.
You bet. Tomorrow we'll be out. Softball continues. A little FRL action for you as Fort Collins Lambkins, Keith Aragon and his club will go to Pooter to take on the Impalas. 4:15 game there for you tomorrow. And then on Saturday, do a little 3A coverage, a little Patriot League action out in Gilchrist. Valley Vikings. Remember in the olden days when they were a state champion? Well, not so much this year, but Res Christian and Valley, we'll see them on Saturday. That'll be after the live and on location Preps Rewind show, brought to you by Gould Parts, of course, on Saturday. So, yeah, and then Wednesday, as you said, our Preps Midweek on Wednesday, starting 4 o'clock, the Block Party. Great 6 hours of great radio on KFKA, and we'll have Rick Mees, the head golf coach out at Resurrection Christian, Jacob Buckendorf and company. I'm hoping we're talking to those golfers when they're on their way to state. Would probably be a bummer to be talking to them when you were having to say, hey, you missed out on state, but we'll see what that looks like at the end of the day today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We have Monday Night Football on tonight, too, on KFK. So we got national broadcast, we got local broadcast, we got a lot of a little bit of everything going on.
I was so excited to see a team in Vegas. And the Raiders, I'm not a Raiders fan, but they seem like a team that would fit the role of playing in Vegas. Big new stadium. So I'm sad if there's no fans there today to kind of bring that in, but it is the time we're living in.
It's an ever-changing update, I will say this. So I don't know where the Raiders are on everything, but the Broncos, you know, they changed. They had 500 fans in their first game. This game coming up against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I believe they're allowing around 5,000 or something.
Is that
like
right?
So trying to add more as we progress through the season, but your guess is as good as mine, which teams are stepping out saying, hey, we're going to allow this many and this many. I would not want to be the person that has to make those decisions.
I want to talk about a hard decision. I mean, that's how you make your money, is to get people in the door, get the parking, get the concessions, all that stuff, not just to mention the ticket prices, but all of that goes into it. So you want to max out your stadium, but at the same time you want to be safe and don't be the guy that gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar and everybody gets sick.
Yeah.
So that's just a tough thing.
Yeah, it is. All right, 2 hours of this golf action here, the 3A state regional coverage here, Regional 3. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg and everybody else at this stage. He's the one. He's a man on a mission here this Monday morning. It'll be Monday afternoon when we come back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. 12:06 the time. Hour number three of our 3A State Regionals coverage here at Boomerang Links Golf Course. And we continue to watch Jacob Gilbert through nine holes at least, busting through this thing. He is 3 under at this stage. However, few golfers starting to, Clark thinks maybe Trey Koontz out of Sterling might make a big move here pretty soon.
Yeah, you got Koontz and then his teammate Taleb Schaefer, who sit Koontz is +1, Schaefer's +2. Golfers we know that in the backside here are not going to fold. Still concerned with some of those golfers that we see at even and +1. Harry Chafin from Frontier Academy is even par right now, but he's only reported two holes. Same with a bunch of golfers, two or three holes reported. So I'm going to wait on those guys for a bit before I get excited about any of them coming through. Cole Locke, he sits +2 after reporting through six. Jacob Buckendorf from Res Christian is at +2 as well. So all those in the mix.
All right, there's Tanner down there. We have Kevin Lytle. I can see him circling around out there. Oh, there's a nice wave. Kevin's joining us. Kevin, well, I can see where you are. What do you want to talk about, man?
Let's talk about Mr. Cooper, who continues to be awesome. He's walking your guys' way. He's making the turn. Three straight pars to finish the back nine as far as course goes, his front nine, of course. It's just really steady. He had two back-to-back birdies in the middle of the round. He's had a couple other birdie chances, but even his pars, I don't think he's had a difficult par putt. Every par putt has basically been a tap-in, which really speaks to how well he's playing. So really, really great steady play from him. And, you know, not to shine a light on his playing group, but, you know, they're not all playing great at the moment. They've had, you know, knocked it around a little bit, and that can be difficult sometimes when you know, you have to wait to hit some shots. You know, guys are dropping their ball, and you know it's going a little slow, especially early. That can be kind of hard mentally to sit there when you're playing well and keep that vibe. And he's done it. Just really impressive front nine for him. I'm excited to see what he does on the back, which is the front, of course. But really impressive, and you guys were run through the leaderboard. I mean, if guys that have played a number of holes, he has about at least a 4-stroke lead on the guys who have, you know, are well into the round. There are obviously some that are, you know, one or two in, but he's looking really, really strong right here. He'll have to kind of fall apart a bit, I think, to not win this regional title. But that said, there are nine holes left, and we've seen how tricky this golf course can be, so. You know, don't count it yet, but it's been really fun to watch his first nine.
Now, Kevin, I think I've asked this before, but are these golfers, do they look at it? Are they aware of other scores surrounding them? Does Jacob Gilbert, obviously he knows his score, but does he know, hey, I'm pretty far ahead, even some of the best golfers out here today?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting kind of side note to this, you know, because of the COVID rules, everything's being done on your phone, you know. Yeah, it's not like they're writing down their scores and handing them into a scorekeeper at the end of the round. So you can be checking the whole time. I think it's kind of a personal preference, but knowing these guys, you know, knowing just kind of the high school age group, I bet most of them have an eye out and are checking what they're doing. And then in Gilbert's case, obviously he knows some of the guys he's with are guys that, you know, on their day are going to, you know, be big threats. So I think they're all fairly aware. What's going to be interesting to find out later in the day, especially, is who's sitting there and actually doing the math of, you know, I'm in this place. You know, these guys above me are in the top team, so I can take them out. You know, I'm 1 stroke out of a qualifying spot. Are they going to be doing that, or do they think that's maybe too much? You know, it's one thing to kind of glance at the leaderboard. It's another to sit there and do the math on yourself and everyone else to figure out what you need to qualify for state. So I wouldn't really think they do a ton of that, but it may come into play because, you know, when you're on the last, you know, 2-3 holes, you may have to decide, do I take a really aggressive attack at these holes? Do I play them safe? You'll need to know that a little bit. So that's where coaches may come into play, too, of being like, hey, you know, let's have a run at it here.
Yeah, Kevin, you bring up a great point, too. And if you're the coach, too, you're thinking to your players, don't overthink this. Don't put yourself in a spot where they always say in sports, worry about yourself. Worry about what you do. But you're right. You can't help but look. Different for Jacob Gilbert. If he gets a big lead, maybe he's five strokes up with three or four holes to play, then you maybe conservative is the way to go at that point, not taking any chances.
Yeah, I think exactly. You know, starting the back nine here, it's too early for that. But he's not too far away. Like you say, throw up a few more pars, maybe a birdie or two. And yeah, on the last few, he might be thinking, you know what, if I have a little bit of debate, just take the safe choice, make sure you don't put out play, things like that, just to make sure you cruise your way in. So, yeah, I think it definitely comes into play. And it depends on the kid, you know. Just like any sport, what buttons do you push for certain kids? Some kids will absolutely want to know, you know, oh, I need a birdie on this hole, and that will motivate them, and they'll play it well. Other kids, if they know they need the birdie, will, you know, tighten up and they'll struggle. So, you know, that's where the coaching, you know, we kind of joke sometimes that, well, what does a golf coach do, drive around in a cart? And somewhat, yes, you know, they schedule, make sure everyone shows up on time. But I think that mental side is really where the coaching comes into play, of understanding your kids and kind of how they respond to different situations.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, appreciate you, man. We'll see what Jacob Gilbert has in the second half of this tournament today, if he can keep that pace.
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Kevin brings up a good point about coaches and coaching for golf. Yeah, I kind of thought about that. I figured that more coaching in golf comes into play, just teaching fundamentals and getting on the course and watching, you know, players play and working on their swing and things like that. But even bowling has coaches.
You know,
what do you think they say? Hey, Jimmy, I want you to knock down all the pins this time.
Roy Munson was a bowling coach at one point. So, and
what
he
did
was,
you say?
Don't you need a friend? Don't you need someone that's never going to leave you? I mean, that's what you need in a coach. But no, there's a lot. Clark, it's a mental game. So a golf coach has to be so tricky.
Therapist.
Yeah, you don't want to mess too much with the shot and the way they do if they're established, but you also want to tweak. So, and sometimes too much tweaking can lead to overthinking. And so I think that's a very unique job. I'm curious to see how your conversations go, of course, on Preps Midweek, Preps Rewind, when you're catching up with some of these coaches.
Yeah, no doubt. We've talked about it with we had Gino Mayo, the Eaton head coach, on before and talked to him about the mental aspects of the game. And you're right. It's I just can't. I mean, we've played a lot of sports. You know, you have, I have. But how many can you think of that are more dependent on your what's between your ears than when you're out on the golf course?
Yeah.
I mean, so much is mental, leaving bad shots behind, you know, thinking about game plan going forward. It's a tough, tough mental game.
Yeah, no question about it. 13 minutes after the hour, we continue to press through here on this coverage of our 3A state regionals coverage. But, I mean, again, at this stage, Jacob Gilbert is running the show, and who are those golfers that are going to be able to follow along and to maintain? That's yet to be determined, but you got to be happy with where you are at this stage if you're Gilbert out of Strasburg. But still, there's a couple of Sterling kids. Trey Koontz out of, as we said, Sterling. He's through eight. He's one over, so he's not out of this thing yet. Taleb Schaefer, he's two over, and he's through nine. Jacob Buckendorf, a guy we talked about earlier that was right in the mix of this thing, he's hanging in this thing. He's played through seven and he's plus two. But you know, so there's still shots here for some of these guys. You know, Cole Lockie's through seven. He's three over. But got to think, if you're in that three, four, five over even, you can find a way to maintain and make this thing a little bit closer. But at the end of the day, it's still about finishing in the top 13. So yes, even if, you know, Jacob Gilbert runs away with this thing, does he, you know, these other golfers have to know. You got to get into that top 13 status, and you'll be able to make this thing work. Again, folks, you're listening to our coverage of 3A State Regionals High School Golf Action. We've had an opportunity to do a few of these tournaments throughout the course of the summer and now as we approach fall. So it's been fun for us, and, man, I'm excited to see, as probably in that 1 or 2 o'clock hour, we'll start to know, maybe get an idea of who's going to be finishing in the top 13. But also, my guest, Clark, we're planning to finish our broadcast here today at 3. There will still be a few golfers that are not finished.
Well, I don't know. We're on a pretty good pace. I mean, we're halfway through with the lead golfers, and we're just over that two-hour mark. So I think we're going pretty good right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we in fact, maybe may have to stop a little bit earlier. Who knows? We'll see how this thing works.
That was fun. Just got to talk to the head coach at Strasburg.
Oh, there you go.
Coach Gilbert, and that's his son, Jacob,
wow,
who's leading the way right now. And he asked if there'll be a podcast for this 5-hour broadcast. And I said, we podcast all of our sporting events on KFKA on the website. You can go and pick that up. But golf's a new thing for us, so I'm not sure how the podcasts go on that, but we'll look into it for sure and try to, if we can get that up for you guys, we will. But he said, boy, oh boy, this is, he goes, this is a home away from home for us. He goes, we've golfed a ton out here, and Jacob loves this course, so that's kind of good to know.
You know, you hear it, Clark, a lot of about these golf courses in Greeley, in Eaton. Some of them are just, they're just fantastic, not just great for the area, but you're getting golfers from all over the state wanting to come up to places like Boomerang.
Jacob won the Patriot League Championship last week, so he's coming off a tournament where he played extremely well, and here he is again now in the regionals with a clear lead on the leaderboard right now.
Yeah, no question about it. When do you start? You know, we've talked about this, but we haven't seen a lead like this in the tournaments that we've covered, Clark. When do you start looking at this saying, boy, then unless we see an epic collapse, this is his tournament to lose? Do you see that when we get to 11, maybe 12th hole or so?
Yeah, I would say right now, I mean, really with the guys that look like they could chase after him, it's about a 4-stroke lead. And so I'd be thinking, you know, with 6 to play or so in a 4-stroke lead, that's going to be hard to mess that up. But, you know, these are, you know, 18, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids out here. So one hole, we saw what Knopfinger did. He tripled the first hole, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can lose 3 strokes in a hole. So not quite, you can't say it quite as early as you could in a pro tournament, but, yeah, I would think when they get around 14 or so, if he's still got this commanding lead, I'm going to be tough to overtake.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Again, want to thank all these sponsors for putting this program together for us, helping us do this, get out and about and cover this. And without them, just couldn't make Preps Radio a possibility.
Yeah, thank you to Journey Homes again. Journeyhomes.com is where you go, building your future together. It's what they do. They've been a great sponsor for us on all of our golf tournaments so far, and, of course, many other things we've done here at KFKA. Also, the Terry Bison Ranch. Take a trip up west. Take a trip up north and west. And get out there right by the Colorado and Wyoming border, TerryBisonRanch.com. Go take a look at the website. They've got camping for you. Just get away for the weekend. Great food up there. You can have the best bison meals that you can have. You can go on the bison train tour. It's all kinds of great stuff. TerryBisonRanch.com. We love what they do.
All right. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. We continue with our coverage of all things 3A regionals golf tournament action at Boomerang Links Golf Course. But let's take a quick break, and when we come back, as we're approaching the second half of the day already, Clark, so yeah, you're right, these golfers are busting through this tournament, so we'll see if they can get off to a good start in the second half of this tournament, and if anybody can catch Strasburg's Jacob Gilbert. We'll be right back. Minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. I do want to give a shout-out to the man, the myth, the legend, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins,
boom,
Colorado. And great, oh, man,
all those,
they're all cheering for him out here.
Big crowd on here for Kevin today.
It is a huge crowd. Thanks to Kevin for helping us out, and it's been great to have him going out and getting updates. But I got to tell you, Clark, with all of our tournaments that we've done so far, this one has not been as far as these updates and golfers coming back and forth. For two reasons, Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg is running the show, but also the fact that a lot of golfers, A, haven't reported, or B, haven't reported their scores, or B, they, you know, some of them started an hour ago.
Yep.
So we're not getting all of those stories as far as the updates and everything. So Tanner is out and about. I know we have Tanner on the line. Now, Tanner, which group are you following now?
Well, I jumped back up here with this first group because for those reasons you just talked about, Brady, is that there's not a whole lot going on other than the dominance of Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg today. And, you know, I think that's one of the things you mentioned, a couple of different factors that come in. I don't think that you can really dismiss the fact that Dylan Schmidtke sitting at +7 out of Eaton, Max Knopfinger's at +8 out of Frontier Academy.
Wow.
So you get these kids that are
just rocking and rolling. And you talk about that back and forth, throwing haymakers with each other. That's just not happening today, unfortunately. And, you know, Jacob Gilbert has been a little tight. Jacob Gilbert's been about the other one who hasn't been a little tight. But that's why I wanted to touch base, is because these next holes here for this pairing are going to be very interesting. Number one here at Boomerang is a very straightforward par four, and they didn't give any of these kids any fits at all. But this number two, number three, number four, this is where it gets interesting. And this is actually my favorite stretch of the course. Here on number two, you got a dogleg left par four where take a little bit off that corner, but if you get Hayward's not a word. If you get a little wayward with your shot, you can get into the corn, into the left. There's a little bit of, again, that marshy native area, front right. So it's another skinny fairway. So once you get done with this, you get to a pretty reachable par five, which is exciting because you can go after it from the tee box, and it's downhill from the tee box, playing 530 yards right around that area. So if you get after it and you hit a good couple of shots, you could talk about some eagle opportunities. And when you talk about people who need them, I mean, this pairing right here, we're not only, you've got to take away that thought of winning the tournament at this point and think about trying to get into that top 13 after the top two teams, right? And that's where we need that mindset to probably change from some of these golfers. And I think you'll see it. You follow up this short par five with just a beast of a par three over a lake that, you know, as soon as you see water as a golfer, you start to get a little nervous and a little tight because all you can think about is hitting that shot right into that lake. That's not what you want to do. But this is going to be an interesting stretch and one that could be a deciding factor, maybe not necessarily in the tournament, but a couple of these seniors who have had incredible years, like Dylan Schmidtke and Max Nofsinger, about getting them into the state tournament.
Yeah, it's a unique tournament in the sense that it'd be great to win it, but in the grand scheme of things, that's not what matters. Getting into state, that's what matters, and you still have a shot. I mean, all these golfers, 12 other golfers, at least what it's looking like, have that opportunity to advance. So, you know, chasing Jacob Gilbert, great, but at the end of the day, you know, it's about getting in that top 13.
Well, and in the back of these guys' mind, they've got to be thinking, okay, where's my team sitting in the team standings? Where are we? You know, like Dylan Schmidtke's not having that great of a day, but you talk about some of the other Eaton Reds golfers carrying okay, you know, and is that going to be enough to get them into the, you know, into one of the two teams that qualify? Because if that's the case, then he can shrug this off as a bad round, a bad day, and come back at it at the state tournament. But I don't know if that's the case, and these golfers don't know either. And that's what makes it so, it's going to be excitement-filled as we get more data. But like you mentioned, some of these golfers with the staggered tee times, it's going to be a little while before we get that information coming in. But this group here, this is just a great tee box that they just had on this number two par four. Three of them sitting in the fairway. Caleb Schaefer off to the right out of Sterling in the rough. But like I said, just about 70 yards out. So this is another opportunity where they could do some scoring here. And guys, we'll keep it here if we got time for it. Does that work?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tanner, you want a good story right now?
Let's hear it.
All right. Bob McNamee, who was the longtime owner out here at Boomerang, was also the longtime coach at UNC. Coach Gilbert of Strasburg, whose son is Jacob Gilbert, leading this tournament right now. I was talking to Coach Gilbert just a few minutes ago. He said, I played for Bob McNamee when he was the coach at UNC, and we played this course a ton. So he's played it a ton. They've come out here. They've been friends with the McNamees. Bob passed away, I guess, not too recently ago. But they said it's interesting. You know, you see Gilbert out here from Strasburg, you wonder how familiar he is with the course. And it's one of the courses he played a bunch growing up, so it's interesting.
Oh, it's paying off for him, man. He just stuck his chip shot within about 3 feet up on the green. Dylan Schmidtke's about 5 feet from the hole as well on the green on his second shot. So everybody's hit really good shots. The furthest out right now is Caleb Schaefer from Sterling, who's sitting about 10 feet out. Here's Max Nofsinger from Frontier with his approach shot. That one looks like it
could be good as well, needs to get a good bounce, and it did. And he's just a couple of feet from the green as well, from the hole. So another really good couple of approach shots. But like you said there, Clark, the thing that's different about this course as well that, you know, we haven't even touched on yet is the fact that it is just a public course. So anybody can come out here and play. And I think that gives a lot of people, you know, especially these high school golfers who maybe didn't belong to a country club growing up, this is one of those courses that they could get out here and play. And it's a tournament caliber course. It really is. You're seeing them play here in the 3A regionals. So it's an interesting course. It's got that link style that you don't see a ton, but it's clearly paying off. Like I said, man, just looking at these shots here, Jacob Gilbert has a chance to go even further under than what he's at. I believe he's sitting at 3 under. Is that still right, guys? He parred number one?
Yeah. Yep. That's
yeah.
Right.
So he's sitting at 3 under. He's got a very good shot at going 4 under. Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton has a wonderful chance to get a stroke back. And, you know, like we said, team-wise, every stroke counts. So if Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton can kind of grind back down and get to that +3 or +4 range, those 4 strokes could make a huge difference, and he's got a chance to get one back here. But it'll be Taleb Schaefer out of Sterling first. All 4 of these golfers, and the very first pairing of the day, remember, they teed off at 10 a.m., so relatively quick round. They're setting the pace, but they all 4 have a birdie opportunity here on number 2. After great tee shots, even better approach shots, Taleb Schaefer is the furthest one out, and I was a little off, guys. This looks more like 15 to 18 feet back down the green, so it's going to pick up speed as it goes down this hill, running at the flag. It's a beautiful day for golf, though. You got a little bit of a breeze. It's not affecting the ball flight too much. Here he is on this green, Taleb Schaefer out of Sterling High School with his putt for birdie. On the way. Looks initially like he left it short, and he left it way short, guys. He thought it was going to roll down that hill a little bit more, but he left probably about 5 feet left on that one. So that's a little bit of a rough putt there by Taleb Schaefer, but still got an opportunity for par. Next, that will be Max Nofsinger out of Frontier Academy. He's sitting about 10 feet away, the lefty. Again, not been a great day for him, but this is where, okay, you still got some golf left. You got about 7 holes left, 8 holes left. Let's make this birdie, and let's try to move up in the rankings and in the scoreboard. Max Nofsinger, his birdie putt, he did not leave it short, and he just pushed it to the right. So he's going to miss that birdie putt, but he should be able to tap that in for a par. This will be interesting here because it should be, you know, when you talk about Jacob Gilbert, you're talking about a guy that really seems to have this thing in a very good position, right? Henry Chafin, I believe, is the only one out of Frontier Academy who's even close, and he's 1 under at last check. But Jacob Gilbert with this putt could put him 4 under, and then you have Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton, who has not had a good day, but team-wise, Eaton seems to be doing okay. So we'll see what he can do. Here's Jacob Gilbert with his 6-footer for birdie. Putt on the way. And he just pushed it by the hole a little bit as well. There's a little bit of action happening right by the hole, right by the pin. I don't know exactly what is breaking, but it's breaking one way or the other that these kids just aren't quite seeing it right now. Jacob Gilbert visibly frustrated at that one because, I mean, that's well within the range to make of birdie, and he's shown he's been able to do it all day. But it's not that visible frustration, right? It's a, come on now, you're better than that, as Taleb Schaefer just drills his par putt. Very well done after leaving his birdie putt really short. Here's Dylan Schmidtke trying to get a stroke back. Here's Schmidtke out of Eaton for his birdie. This is about 4 feet, maybe a little right to left break. Shouldn't be much. Putt on the way, and he drilled it. So Dylan Schmidtke in with a birdie there. Now Jacob Gilbert to tap in for his par. Just get some tidying up to do from Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, as well as Max Nofsinger out of Frontier Academy. But really, like I said, guys, in the grand scheme of things, you look at the team standings, how big is that putt from Dylan Schmidtke? Jacob Gilbert saves his par. I think if Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg stays steady where he's at, he'll probably really like where he's sitting. Now Max Nofsinger looking to two-putt here for his par. And he drilled it. So good hole, second hole here on the what is the back nine today for these players, but usually hole number two, and you get a birdie out of Schmidtke and pars for the rest of the field. Now I'll update you guys when we get down there, but could be another scoring opportunity for some of these players. If they can get that driver out, hit a long way, they could have an opportunity at an eagle.
Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye now. We're now the big push, the big concern, I guess, is just that top 13. So we'll be watching that. Tanner, we'll check back in with you in a moment. Again, Tanner Schwint out and about. Clark, I don't know, you're through 10, probably through 11 or so with Jacob Gilbert, and he's 3 under. Now, Trey Koontz out of Sterlington.
I saw that.
He's even right now. So,
of course, I picked the other Sterling kid, Schaefer, to come
hey,
running.
You said Sterling.
I did.
You said
I
Sterling.
I got the team right, okay?
Sometimes that's all that matters.
Trey Koontz even after after 10 reported. So, yeah, getting up within 3, and he's a guy we've seen at the top of the leaderboard a bunch in the other tournaments we covered. So, you know, he's got what it would take at the end here to make this interesting.
Yeah, and you know, like Tanner mentioned, Jacob Buckendorf out
still
of
a plus two.
Christian.
Yeah, still hanging around.
He's still hanging in. So, again, it's about making that top 13 as we're rounding this thing out here. We're approaching, you know, the last 5-6 holes or so. So it's going to start heating up. Clark, I'm sure we slated to be on till 3 o'clock today. I'm not so sure we're going to make it there, at least for most of these golfers. We'll be done before that time.
Yeah, I mean, unless something happens, or I think we get a good 4.5 hours out, maybe by 2:30 or so, but we'll see how that goes. We'll play it by ear. We could sing for a while.
Yeah, we could sing. I like singing. 36 minutes after that, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we'll do it during the break. Where
maybe
nobody
you
has
should
to
get out here and do a nature thing.
I probably will. I'll go do one right there where that pond is and just go lay in it for a while. Might be nice. 36 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, as our coverage of the 3A State Regional Tournament continues live from Boomerang Links. When we come back, Clark will tell us a little bit more about Boomerang Links. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Forty-one minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. This is this is a new show. This isn't the whole show, Clark. Normally, I'd be on talking all things Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, CSU, all that stuff, man. But it's an honor to be out here talking golf.
This might have been a tough day for you, though.
Oof, yeah.
I mean, coming off that unbelievable
kind of just
bad
tried
beat that the Nuggets had.
Anthony Davis at the buzzer. The Broncos receiving some terrible news.
Yeah.
They lose to the Steelers, but Drew Lock's out. Minimum 2 weeks, your starting quarterback. So what does that mean? Are they going to stick with Driscoll? And then you get the news later on today, Cortland Sutton is now out for the season. So add that on top of Von Miller news. Philip Lindsay missed last week. The Broncos have been decimated by injuries.
I heard if Driscoll gets hurt, it's Royce Freeman.
Royce Freeman's the guy.
Would be the third string
quarterback. Well, I mean, technically.
Did he play quarterback in his well, probably
must
in
have.
School,
you, that's the problem when you only carry two quarterbacks like the
right.
Broncos do. One guy goes down. Right. It's all it's going to take is for the second guy to go down, and now your starting quarterback is a running back. So, interesting scenario for the Broncos, and it doesn't get any easier for them. They'll play Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting next week. So, and the Bucs seem like they're getting it together after 2 weeks.
Yeah, you figure they will. I didn't know the stat that Tom Brady had never, as a starter, lost 2 games in a row before.
Wow. I didn't know that either, actually.
Still hasn't.
Nope, still hasn't. And then the Rockies beat the Dodgers, and we probably are going to have CSU football. We're probably going to have UNC basketball, CSU basketball. So, never a shortage of things to talk about now that we're back into the sports scene.
Now they're going to throw it all at us at once here, but that'll be a sports fan's wonderful. It'll be a wonderful time.
It will be a wonderful time. How do you feel about high school football doing the two champions type thing?
I don't like it, but I get it.
Yeah.
Remember when UPI and AP polls in the college football and they could have land
two different champions? Yeah.
I always thought that was kind of silly, but this is COVID, so everything in this year I get. But it sounds to me like the certainly so far the majority of high school teams that I've heard of have maybe I've heard of 15 schools that are opting in so far and just one that isn't. But we'll see.
Yeah, no, a lot of variables to sort out too. And I know, Clark, as you get more information, you'll be breaking through those scenarios on Preps Midweek, Preps Rewind, and we're going to be figuring out our high school football scheduling as well. I know that's a big one for us.
Absolutely. We'll put together some great Friday nights. We'll have some Saturday games in there as well. And we will not short the high school softball players. We're going to continue with our schedule there, plus the big day. I don't exactly know what day. I want to say it's the 10th of October, but I don't know that for a fact. Saturday in October, there's going to be a huge one-day state tournament event out there, and we'll get, I think you're going to have, when it all comes down to it, if it all goes as I think it will, I think you're going to get University and Eaton in the championship out there, so yeah. Could be fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Could be very, very fun. All right, we have Tanner Schwint on the line for us. All right, Tanner, what do you have?
Well, I tell you what, guys, so the par five that I was talking about, hole number three here on the front nine, it's playing about 555 yards, excuse me. I was watching as Taylor Schaefer about put his chip shot for eagle in. But these guys just had an iron left in from where they drove it. And Max Nofsinger not only had, from Frontier Academy, not only has a good look at an eagle, but a makeable eagle putt coming up. Same with Dylan Schmidtke. Schmidtke's a little bit tougher. The Eaton golfer is going to be putting back down at the hole. It could run on him a little bit, but both of those have reached the green into, they're about pin high, so they've got a couple of eagle putts that they're going to have a look at, should at least get a couple of strokes back. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, he hit his just a little to the right. He'll have a nice little eagle chip up here towards the hole. And like I mentioned, Taylor Schaefer, he hit his first drive out. He had to hit it again from the tee box, so he's just scrambling. But look for Taylor Schaefer to lose a couple of strokes. But if we've got a couple of minutes here, let's see, because there's a possibility for some eagles.
Yeah, well, that's it's going to be interesting, Tanner. Again, trying to just keep pace with Strasburg's Gilbert. That's the challenge.
Right, and you know, like we mentioned on that last hole, Brady, it's even more just now of, hey, let's just try and move up that leaderboard. You know, every stroke is going to count. You don't know what the people behind you are going to do. They're kind of this grouping is setting the pace. You know, an eagle putt here goes such a long way. You know, even a birdie, if Schmidtke out of Eaton can go back to back birdies, here's the chip by Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, and he's going to have a pretty good look at a birdie putt after that chip. But if Schmidtke from Eaton goes back-to-back birdies, all of a sudden he's got something going on. And like I said, if he can drop down to that, you know, plus four range, right around in there after ballooning up to where he was, I mean, that's just huge in his personal chase, but also in the team race. And again, this putt is makeable. It's going to break a little bit, but the biggest thing with downhill putts is the pace. So you don't want to hit it too hard where it's going to run off the front edge of the green, but you don't want to hit it too soft that you leave it short, and now you've got another downhill putt. You want to try and find that medium balance, and here's the putt by Dylan Schmidtke for eagle. He's got a look at it, and did it drop in there? No, he's going to just have a tap-in birdie here. So Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton will come in with back-to-back birdies on holes number two and number three. So all of a sudden, he's dropping his score down there, which is huge for the Eaton Reds and their team race. Caleb Schaefer will be the next golfer out of Sterling that will be hitting his shot. This is for bogey for Caleb Schaefer after hitting his first drive out. Here's the putt on the way, and he missed it just to the left-hand side a little bit. I'm going to try and tap this in for a seven, and he does. So Caleb Schaefer is out with a double bogey, so that'll move him up the down the leaderboard, rather. So Caleb Schaefer out of Sterling will fall off a couple. Here's Max Nofsinger. This is huge for confidence for the senior. Eagle putt on the way, stares it down. He drilled it. Max Nofsinger with an eagle. So that'll drop two strokes off. That is huge for the senior. His family throwing their arms up a little bit, celebrating. But, I mean, in a day that there hasn't been a ton to celebrate, anytime you can get two circles around a three, that's pretty big. Here's Jacob Gilbert for his birdie putt from Strasburg. Gilbert, and he just pushed it to the right of the pin. So he should tap in for his par. But I told you guys there was a possibility of an eagle, and we got one. Max Nofsinger out of Frontier Academy with an eagle
Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton birdies the hole as well. So now this tough part of three, I'll throw it back to you guys and I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, Tanner, and the team leaderboards at this point, again, according to what's been reported, Sterling through five collectively, seven over. Jefferson Academy, four through four, they're 10 over. Those are the teams leading the pack. However, it's worth noting Eaton has gone through eight holes, and they're 13 over. So the Eaton Reds are hanging in there. Estes Park's hanging in there. Faith Christian, Resurrection Christian. I mean, those are the teams that are kind of in the mix here. But again, all inconsistent as far as how many holes they've been through. So we'll continue to monitor that situation. 49 minutes after the hour. Clark, when we come back, I do want to get those updates to kind of just a little bit about Boomerang Links. It's a brilliant golf course out here, and a lot of these golfers love coming out here because you have that opportunity. It's a city park, you know, so or a city course, excuse me. So you have that chance to come out. And as you mentioned, Jacob Gilbert, he's one of those that comes out here and is aware of this golf course, so helps him out. But we'll learn a little bit more about the course when we come back. 12:50 the time. You're listening to our coverage of the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament at Boomerang Links. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. We are in, what, hour number three, live from Boomerang Links Golf Course, a beautiful golf course. And I know a lot of folks throughout Northern Colorado, throughout the state, love coming out here. Our coverage continues of the 3A region state regionals out here, so it's exciting to see what how this plays out. But man, Clark, what a great golf course this is!
Well, it absolutely is, no doubt about it. Guy we know out here real well was Wayne Layton, the PGA manager of golf out here at Boomerang Links. So love it though. Nice little 72 par course from the tip, 7,200 yards, so good long course, 68 from the blues, 6,200 from the whites. And I like, you know, you get the scorecard and you can see which holes they handicap as the hardest holes to play on the course. And it's fun because our lead group is going to be coming. They're on the front nine now. They started on the back nine. But as they come down the stretch here, the second hardest hole on this course is that par 5 ninth hole at 523 yards. So, a lot of golf yet to go, and we'll see if Jacob Gilbert can continue to lead this thing.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he's been the guy. Jacob Gilbert has been doing big things here, and again, Clark, on the team side of things, that's a little hazy for us to report on because not everybody's reported, and you're not getting that full information yet. But Sterling and Jefferson Academy appear to be the two golfers, or the two teams, I should say, that are ahead. But Jacob Gilbert now is reported through 12, and he's still three under, Clark. He started out with a bang, and he's been playing even golf ever since.
Yeah, I would figure, Brady, if he can par a couple more holes in this spot and hold that three- or four-stroke lead heading into the final three or four, he's got a great chance to go ahead and win this thing.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We talked about that. Once you get to 12 or 13 and you're in that position, what's that going to look like ultimately? Trey Kuntz is there out of Sterling, though, Clark, and barring a meltdown, he's through 11 reported. So, I like his chances of finishing, obviously, in this top 13.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones I'm looking at, the ones that are in the 9s, 10s, 11s, because those are pretty good scores. You know, you're seeing Jacob Buckendorf. He's through 9. He's three over at this point. So, as out of Res Christian,
hanging in there.
Is he going to be able to make a little push here to ensure himself a spot? Matt Paris out of Eaton. He's through 8. He's over 3. Just some of the local names on this list as we go down the line. Peyton Walker, the freshman, he's through 11. He's 5 over, Clark. That doesn't mean you're out of this thing. Again, so many golfers have yet to get through more than even 4 or 5 holes. So, we probably won't have the official 13 results today. While we're out here, but we'll try to get that on our Facebook pages a little bit later on.
Yeah, my guess is there'll be some golfers that have not quite finished when we get off air here, but. Those top 13, and remember, some of those other spots will open up because the teams that win this are going to take their golfers away from that 13 group. So you could be, I'm thinking that we could have maybe the top 18 or so golfers move forward today, but we'll see what that looks like. And and who's in there. Still a ton of golf to go.
Yeah, no question about it. And we've got another 2 hours of this program for you too, so we'll be able to get updates. And if you have any requests, if you want Tanner to go around, because he's kind of buzzing around there, Clark, golfers that you want to hear updates on and things like that, and make sure you check in. We'll see what we can dig up as far as getting some of those local names out there. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break here on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFK. We continue on this busy, busy afternoon with our 3A state regional coverage here at Boomerang Links Golf Course. And this golf course is beautiful. Clark, a few clouds are coming in this day and age. I don't know if they're clouds. I don't know if it's smoke, but I think clouds are coming in. So it might cool off a little for us.
Coming in off the ocean, I think.
I think they're coming off the ocean. I think you're exactly right. We'll be right back. Number four, continuing here, 3A state regional golf tournament coverage, high school golf, that is. And Clark, a few golfers are kind of rounding out their day here, and specifically Jacob Gilbert reported through 13, still 3 under. So he's having, Jacob out of Strasburg, he's having one of those performances that, is coming at the right time.
The only one in red numerals out there, and that means you're under par, and that's a great place to be. Trey Kuntz from Sterling, 3 back of him. Gilbert has reported through 13, as you said, Brady. Trey Kuntz has reported through 11 for Sterling, so he's right there. And then if I'm looking at other guys, Jacob Buckendorf now, look at him. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4. Jacob's in 5th overall, but of the guys who have reported double figures in holes played, he's in 3rd now. So that's a big run for the senior from Resurrection Christian. He's at +3. As we said, Trey Kuntz even, and Jacob Gilbert 3 under. Boy, commanding lead right now for the kid from Strasburg.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think this is his now. I mean, again, I guess you can have those kind of collapses, but typically golfers of his caliber, you're not going to see that type of collapse that really drops you down to the point where you might be in danger of losing this. But like you said, Trey Kuntz out of Sterling, still hanging in there. Jacob Buckendorf, though, he's another one to watch. He's through 10. He's 3 over, Clark, and he's doing his best to make sure he finishes in this top 13.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Go down the line further. Peyton Walker, the freshman from Eaton, at +5. That's through 12. Cole Lockie through 10 at +6. All those guys just got to figure, we'll have anywhere from 13 to 18 kids probably come out of today once you take the team members away from those top 13. That could advance to state. So all of those still in a little bit of a mix.
We have a Tanner Schwint alert. Thank you there, the wonderful producer, Michael Kirkpatrick, on that great alert. Tanner, we do have you. What do you have for us, man?
Do I want to know what name he called me when he didn't let you guys
probably
know?
Probably not.
That's fair, guys. Well, I'll tell you what, after that Eagle by Max Nofsinger, you thought maybe you'd get things going for him. But Max has kind of just been feast or famine here today. He comes back on par 3, and he tallies a 5, so he's right back down to +8. Really, the kid that's starting to play really well that I want to keep my eye on here is Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton. He pars the par 3, and he's all of a sudden starting to play really well. His a tee shot up here, just a little bit to the right of the fairway. But the big story, and I probably should have been leading with this, is that Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg has hit one out. He has to hit a provisional. So right now he is sitting, hitting 3 from the middle of the fairway. Or excuse me, is that right? 1 out, 2? He's actually hitting 4 from the middle of the fairway. Excuse me, he's hitting 3 from the tee box.
So he's going to have to scramble here, but there's unless he makes this from 150 yards out, he's going to be dropping a couple of shots here. So something to keep our eye on. And, again, I was talking with Geno Mayo, the head coach for the Eaton Reds golf team, and he said, hey, you know, I told this to Dylan, you need to quit looking at the scoreboard because you don't know what's going to happen behind you. And right now, play for the team, because if that team advances, it doesn't matter what kind of a round you had, you're going to get in too. And that's kind of been the mantra. If he can keep swinging the club like he is right now, and his putts have just been phenomenal. So if he can do that, I really like where Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton is headed. But this pairing, it's interesting, as that's a really good shot by Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg there. But where this pairing is heading, you've got the leader here, but now you've got some guys fighting for team spots. And Max Nofziger, you know, he's out of Frontier. He's fighting for his own playoff life and trying to get to state. And but he's when he's on, man, there's nobody better. But it's been up and down. It's been a roller coaster today for Max Nofziger out of Frontier Academy. Like, for example, on this hole, it's a shorter par four. Everybody else pulls out iron. Max pulls out his driver, and let's go look. It looks like he is about 50 yards from the green. That's about it. So when he plays in this dead middle of the fairway, when he hits shots like this, there's nobody better. But it's just been so inconsistent by Max Nofziger today that it's resulted in where he's sitting right now, and it's +8 through here. But so it could get a little bit slower, too. As I mentioned, this was the first group to tee off. It looks like they have caught the last group to tee off from hole number one. So the pace of play could slow down a little bit, but it hasn't affected them so far. Here's Nofziger trying to get it close here. 50 yards out, good chip on the way. And it looks like it could be close. I don't see it rolling off there by aiming, so it looks like that could be good. That's what I love about this guy, too, is I'm learning about how much these golfers celebrate and help each other, even coaches. You know, Gino for Eaton is throwing tips and pointers out at Max, and he's sitting there and encouraging him and telling him good job and stuff like that, which you see that sometimes, you know, when there's a big play, but you don't see active coaching for other players very often, and that makes this, you know, just such a unique sport and a unique environment. And these golfers here, they've got a pretty good look at some birdies along the way. And Nofziger's rolled out a little bit on him. But let's keep it here and see what happens. Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton will be the next to putt. And he's going to have a birdie opportunity. Just a very tough pin location for this hole. It's protected right on the front edge by a big bunker. And there's a hill that you got to get up and over, but can't run it too fast because the flag's right there as well. It's a complicated read, and Schmidtke's probably sitting 20 feet out with a right-to-left break, including that hill. So let's see what Dylan Schmidtke had to eat. He's birdied two of the last three holes. Can he keep it going? This would just be a remarkable putt if he sinks this, but I think right now you're really looking at a two-putt for par, and you're happy. And, man, I tell you what, I misread this putt a lot. And, well, you know what? I may not have. I had a – see, guys, I know a thing a time or two, and he was frustrated throwing his hands. I think he misread that putt. He left it a little short, so he's going to have some work cut out there for him on his par putt as well. Max Nofziger, he's about 18 feet straight back behind the pin. Man, when he steps up with a lot of confidence. Here's his birdie putt on the way. Right off the bat, it doesn't look like it's going to get there, and it does, but just pushed it to the left. That's a really good roll. Max doesn't examine the green for as long as these other golfers do. He has that inconsistency every once in a while. When you lose that feel, everything can just go, and I think that's where Max is at the moment, is that, yeah, okay, I can feel it for one swing, and then the next, it's gone. And that's a dangerous game when you're playing golf and playing it at the regional level. Caleb Schaefer taking his time walking this putt off. He knows that he just dropped a couple of strokes as well. He's looking to make some ground back up, as he talked about the Sterling Tigers right there in the team race. This could be huge.
Here's the birdie putt from Taylor Schaefer out of Sterling. On the way, looks like good pays. Did he get it there? He left it just a little short to the left. He was frustrated with that. He thought he had that good pace, but just had the line a little bit off. Schmidtke with his par putt. Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton. He won the Eaton Invitational earlier this year. Been a much improved golfer over years past. Dylan Schmidtke with his par putt. On the way, tracking, and he missed it just to the left of the well. So Dylan Schmidtke is going to drop a shot after a couple of birdies. Dylan Schmidtke is going to drop a shot. Here's Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg. He threw his shot really close, but keep in mind, this is after he hit a provisional. So this is for five. If Gilbert can get out of here, just losing a stroke on this, he's sitting really good. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, five-footer on the way, nailed it. Jacob Gilbert with his bogey, so he'll drop one. And after having to hit a provisional, I mean, if he doesn't hit that first one out, that's another birdie on the scorecard. I know you don't want to play the what-if game, but Jacob Gilbert, that's a great scramble and a great way to get back. And Max Nofsinger from Frontier Academy drops in his bogey as well. So Jacob Gilbert, drop a shot. In fact, everybody on this hole will drop a shot. So a little bit of a tough one here. We'll see how they bounce back. Just a few holes remaining.
Hey, Tanner, right behind you, too, right behind the Jacob Gilbert group, is that group with Trey Kuntz. And if you look at the leaderboard now, he's down to one under. You got Gilbert dropping to two under. Suddenly, those two groups, you've got a couple leaders there. This could get interesting.
For sure, and as I look back behind me, Mel got hit in the back of the head with a golf ball. No, not really. It wasn't that close. But we've got a couple of drives that just were very, very close to the green, just dead center of the fairway. So is that Trey Kuntz, and how is that working? And I mentioned his shoulder earlier. Clearly not that much of a factor at the moment. We'll see what Trey Kuntz can have. And yeah, I'll definitely be keeping my eyes peeled as we get closer. If Trey continues to drop his score, we'll turn around, we'll peel back and follow them for a while. But it's going to take some great golf to beat Jacob Gilbert today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tanner, thanks, man. We'll check back in with you in a moment. But yeah, as Clark said, Trey Kuntz out of Sterling. You said a Sterling kid would be the one to catch him.
Just not the one I catch.
But yeah, right. Trey Kuntz, Schaefer, either one. I mean, they're both pretty good. I don't know what that was, but crazy times. It was a gremlin, I think. Think so. Yeah, I'll be curious to see how this one unfolds. And again, you know, we're starting to get more reports coming in here. Matt Paris out of Eaton is hanging in there in the top 13. He's through nine holes and he's four over at this stage. So you know, he's trying to make a case for a big pusher. Jacob Buckendorf needs something big to happen for him in the next few holes. And what did we have there, Clark?
Trey Kuntz just would appear just bogeyed his 11th hole, his 12th, I should say. So after 12, he drops to even. Jacob Gilbert with that bogey dropped to minus two, but the lead's still two for Mr. Gilbert from Strasburg.
Yeah, it's a tight race here. And again, you have two Sterling kids at the top. And Logan Bowler has been through five holes at this stage, and he's shooting a plus three. But, you know, we'll see how, as the holes being reported on as they advance. But bottom line is you get some Sterling golfers that are playing really well, and that bodes well for them as a team. We'll come back and we'll check on the team scores for you a little bit later on. Clark, sponsors that have helped us put this program together, we don't want to forget to give them a shout-out. And again, Preps listeners, make sure you frequent these businesses. Call these businesses, because without them, we're not able to put on this kind of local content.
Absolutely. Harsh Outdoors, want to thank them for their sponsorship today, where the variety of outdoors and power sports equipment is second to none. Go to harshoutdoors.com, and you can see everything that they do. And it's a great website, so go there. All their specials are listed on there, everything that's they, of course, are great dealers for Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, I mean, if you're a hunter, you know the name Sig Sauer. It's a great. They've got stuff out there for kids too. If your kids are just getting involved in outdoor sports and things, get out there and go through their great showroom. They've got a fantastic service department for all of their. They've got golf carts, and we're on a golf course today. They've got golf carts out there at Harsh Outdoors. So go to harshoutdoors.com anytime you can.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to our coverage of the 3A State Regionals Golf Tournament at Boomerang Links Golf Course in Greeley, Colorado. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
All right, welcome back out here to beautiful Boomerang Golf Links. Great course out here today, the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament. I'm Clark Johnson, Brady Hull alongside with me. And I just made the run from the car, so it's getting blistering hot out here. And I went to save the day by getting the sunblock. So, that said, we get back out to the tournament where Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg is leading this thing. Last time we looked by a stroke, so let's get on again and take a look at that. Get the updated leaderboard here for you. Jacob Gilbert, two-stroke lead now through 14. The Strasburg junior is two under par. Trey Kuntz, the senior from Sterling, at even par through 12. So still with six holes yet to play for the Sterling senior, who Tanner Schwinn had reported had a shoulder injury, but must not be too bad because it doesn't seem to be affecting him on the course much at even par. So a good chance for him right there. Really, I would go back and take a look at, Jacob Buckendorf is five over right now. There's three or four players that are plus four. Austin Garrett, a junior from Severance after 10 holes. Matt Parrish, the junior from Eaton, is four over after 10. So all of those names we just mentioned would be in a great spot, at least, if they continue forward from this point on to tab a place in the state tournament coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be the difficult part, is just kind of navigating through this top 13, because, as we said, it wasn't a shotgun start today. So some golfers started at 10 o'clock, some started at 11:30. So we're going to be getting more and more reports, and some, quite frankly, just aren't reporting them up to speed every hole. So, I mean, surely, you know, even these guys that started an hour, 2 hours ago, are getting to the point where they're at the 8, 9, 10 marks. But as you said, Jacob Gilbert's day is almost done. And, man, it's sure looking like he's gonna run away with this thing and win it. But at this stage, 12 other golfers have opportunities to advance, and that's what the goal is today.
Yeah, we'll see. I like where Trey Kuntz is right now. He's got a couple of holes at hand. Only through 12, as we said, Gilbert's through 14, and he's only two strokes back. So I think he's right there. And with the fact, one, Tanner said he was injured, so, you know, well, let's see if he can get the 18 holes without that being a factor. But two, we've seen how good of golfer he is at the other tournaments we covered, and he would be a guy we think would finish strong in this group.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at the team leaderboards, and again, it's not 100% accurate at this stage, but you do have Eaton's playing reported through 10 over 17. Jefferson Academy and Sterling, they're sitting at 2 and 1. Sterling's sitting at 1, but Sterling's reported just through 5. But you still have to think, with two golfers in that top range, you know, that bodes well for them to win. And as you mentioned, top two teams get in. Then it gets kind of interesting there with how you separate this.
Absolutely. So from what I have been told, those top two teams take their players out of the mix, and the next 13 are in. So I think there's also something that says you've got to be within 10 strokes of that last qualifier to make it on your team as well, or your team cannot take four as far as the team winners go. So
it is an interesting concept, right? I mean, you're going as a team to golf, but you still have to qualify.
It's like
trying
to explain the playoffs, yeah, in major sports to anybody. You know,
it's very complicated for sure.
What?
But because again, if you look at, for example, track, Clark, and I only know this because I participated in track when I was in high school. You know, you don't really go as a team necessarily. I mean, you just have the qualifiers, the
right
people that qualify for the state. There you are. And if you don't have enough to make to make a to be competitive as a team, then you just don't.
And wrestling's the same way.
Same way, yes, exactly.
More of an individual sport, I say. I think we always look at the individual winners more than we do the team winners in those sports. But it's fun to know that you've got a group of kids that make your team the most competitive group out there as well.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, we continue on with our 3A state regionals coverage here on 1310 KFKA. I mean, Preps Radio, Clark, I mean, this last year, you guys have had to, I guess us as a team, we've had to get very versatile the last couple of months.
Yeah, that's a fact. And, it all started in the spring when spring sports were canceled. Well, it all started in the winter sports when we didn't get to finish the championships for, you know, some great schools out here that I think Resurrection Christian, Highland would have won state titles on the basketball side. And then baseball doesn't go. We know what a hotbed this is out here. University would have been trying to win their third consecutive state title at the Patriot League level. You know, you got Rocky Mountain, who's won seemingly half of the last 12 5A titles, and we don't get spring sports, and then we have to make our way through it. What does the fall look like? Well, we get golf and softball. Now football's coming back, so we're starting to see the return to normalcy.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just kind of getting things back, and you're going to have football in the spring, and I know that. I know we've already had some listeners asking about that too. Okay, you're going to be broadcasting fall football. Are you going to be considering broadcasting spring football as well? So you'll have that on top of basketball and everything else, Clark.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I just, from what I'm seeing so far, so many of the schools are opting in for fall football, which I figured they would. I like that for a couple of reasons. One, this is when you're supposed to play, but two, for the seniors to be seen. They have to wait till spring to be seen by some of the colleges out there. I just think that's a disservice. I think they're used to getting their videos and everything out, in the fall season, and get those schools to make decisions early. So we'll see how that goes. Is that a disadvantage for seniors that opt to play in the spring rather than the fall?
All right, a little update for you here, Clark, on the individuals standings. Jacob Gilbert, through 15, is now one under.
Ooh.
So he's dropped a little bit here. Trey Koontz out of Sterling is through 12, and he's even. Logan Bowler, you have through 5. He's over 3. But it's Clark, suddenly, this is not a one-horse show anymore. You have Trey Koontz, who's one stroke away. So this thing's going to be very interesting the last few holes.
Yeah, then a big group back at 3 over, 4 over, and 5 over. So the winner's going to come out of that mix, I would say, but it would certainly seem like one of the top two, either Gilbert or Koontz, would be the guy right now.
Dylan Schmidtke is kind of there, too. He's through 15, but he needs to have some special holes here coming up. All right, Tanner Schwent online with us. Who do you have your sights on at this point?
Well, I've been following the same group with Gilbert and that pairing, the number one pairing for today, and guys, Jacob Gilbert's starting to tense up a little bit. I don't know if it's the weight of having led this entire tournament or what it is, but just making a couple of mental errors along the way. You know, I was speaking with Gino, the head coach for the Eaton Reds, and he said it just feels like Jacob Gilbert's playing a different golf course. You know, that compliment, he's just playing that well. Well, it's starting to catch up with him a little bit. He just bogeys again, which is something we haven't seen him do. And so he drops a couple in a row there, and Trey Koontz right behind him, starting to breathe down his neck. And, you know, who knows if he knows where he's sitting at. I mean, he knows he's put together one heck of a round. And now does he know that Trey Koontz is right behind him? I don't know, but Koontz is heading up here as we kind of starting to get stacked up on each other with the pace of play slowing down a little bit. But Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg seems to be tensing up a little bit, missing some putts that he was draining earlier. But in that same breath, Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton, right? You mentioned him right before we went on. He's calmed down a little bit. He's kind of in that survival mode, the survive in advance. Make a couple putts, see what I can do. He's had 3 birdies in the last 4 holes. You know, you throw out that one bogey he had, and all of a sudden he's playing some pretty darn good golf. And so we'll see what he has here, but it looks like at the moment as this pairing behind us starts to make their way up, I only see one ball on the fairway, and I see a Sterling man looking for a golf ball right now. So is he helping somebody out? Is he looking for Trey Koontz? I'm not sure, but
we'll be able to keep you updated if Trey Toons gets out of whack here. All of a sudden, things get really, really interesting, and maybe Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg can take a deep breath and recollect himself as we come into this last stretch. It's an interesting group of holes as we get down here with 16. 16's just it's a pretty straightforward par 3, and these guys have performed well on the par 3s today, but then you've got a long par 4 that's just covered in front by water. You got to drive it over the water, straightforward after that, then a long par 5 to wrap this deal up, one that could be reachable again, but most likely, especially for Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, if he's in the lead, you just got to hit some solid shots. You don't have to go out there. You don't have to do anything remarkable. I think it's been made pretty clear that it's hard to get birdies out here today. And so if he can just go out, if he pars the rest of the way out, I think he's sitting in a pretty good spot. And as I was talking, guys, Trey Toons out of Sterling looking for his ball, and it looks like he found it. So it's not going to be an easy shot. He's in the native. We'll find out if he can find a way to get to this, put up to the green, and somehow get a par out of this, maybe even a birdie. But it's not going to be a clean look for Trey Toons, and Jacob Gilbert needs to take that deep breath out of Strasburg and see if he can settle back down and close this thing out.
Yeah, Tanner, he's still got that two-stroke lead now with must have been at 13 or at 14 on his 14th hole. Trey Toons must have bogeyed because he's gone from even to plus one there. Strasburg's Jacob Gilbert at minus one. So three to play for Gilbert with a two-stroke lead. You're right. Boy, that's a great place to be at.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And again, it's one of those things that if you just play solid golf from here on out, you're probably sitting okay. Trey Toons, can you make a little bit of a run? Absolutely here. And it's going to depend on the lie on where his ball is. He's coming back up. He's got a pretty good angle. As long as that ball's sitting up in that native grass, could be okay. We'll find out, though. And again, yeah, I mean, if I wanted to trade spots with anybody, it'd be Jacob Gilbert, two-stroke lead. But he's got to stop the bogey run, right? Two bogeys in a row. I talked about it earlier. If you're going to lead in anything, you want to lead in that bounce-back category. You have a bad hole, bounce right back, get that birdie, get that par. And we need to, well, for Jacob Gilbert's sake, he needs to get off that trend of going bogey-bogey as he sits here and waits. And so now with the pace of play backed up, he's sitting here watching Trey Toons come up behind him. And what kind of a factor does that play? I mean, the golf's a mental game, and so we'll find out what they have in store. At Dylan Schmidt, he just hits a shot here on 16, and he chunked that one. So he's going to leave it short on this par 3. He's visibly frustrated. And again, it's just been kind of that up and down lack of rhythm from all these golfers. Here's Trey Toons on his approach shot. So I'm sitting here watching a couple of holes, so I know it may be confusing, but Trey Toons is on 15. He just threw it up there. He should have an easy two-putt for par on the other side. Taylor Schaefer from Sterling on number 16. See, I should have just stood here, guys. Taylor Schaefer is from Sterling on 16. He puts it up. I believe he's up on the green, so we'll find out where he's at. But we'll keep it here for Jacob Gilbert's tee shot, and I'll throw it back to you in just a second. Here's Jacob Gilbert on 16 from Strasburg with a two-stroke lead as it sits now, trying to extend that lead. Short par 3, Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg. Shot on the way. I believe he's hooked to this one quite far right. And he is. He's going to be far right. I think he should be safe over there, but he's going to have to scramble for his par. So we'll find out if Trey Toons can nail a long one. We might have a little bit of a golf tournament on our hand, fellas.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's getting to be a tight race, Tanner. We'll get back to you very soon. We'll take a quick break here, but we want to follow along because the race for victory here to win this total thing. I mean, it's not over. We thought it was maybe four or five holes ago, but certainly getting interesting.
Let's see what happens.
All right, good job out there, Tanner. We'll get back to you in a second. Let's talk a couple of things about your financial strategy. Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Well, when you work with Tyler Wright, your local Eaton area Edwards-Jones financial advisor, he focuses on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And you'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact Tyler today, 970-454-2240. That's Tyler Wright of Edwards-Jones in Eaton. And that is Edwards Jones member SIPC.
All right, 36 minutes after the hour, we continue with our coverage of the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament at Boomerang Links Golf Course in Greeley. But first we'll get a quick break, and then we'll see where we are. I mean, you have Jacob Gilbert through 15, probably through 16 at this point. Trey Coates is right on his heels. Anybody else in the mix? And again, you got to be in the top 13. Top 13 advances, goes on to states, so that's the key number. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. And we're back to the 3A State Regionals coverage, high school golf action out here today. And this one live from beautiful Boomerang Links Golf Course in Greeley. And Clark Cloud's kind of moving in, but I don't think anything's going to impact us both positively or negatively here as we're getting down to the stretch here. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, we've talked about his name a lot. Trey Coontz out of Sterling has made a big-time final push. And then you have a lot of guys, local guys, that are kind of in the mix to finish in the top 13. Jacob Buckendorf is hanging in there through 12 holes. He's over six. You have Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton's hanging in. He's reported through 15, and he's just over six. Peyton Walker, the freshman, he's through 14. He's seven over at this stage. So a few local names kind of trying to make it interesting to get into that top 13 to qualify for state.
Yeah, all the names you mentioned right there have a good push to get there. Like we said, at least the top 13 finishers, and then with some teams taking their players out of that mix, could be up to 20 players that get in. So this is going to be fun down the stretch. Jacob Gilbert, who's trying to go wire to wire basically today, trying to lead this thing from flag fall to that's all. We'll see what happens with a two-stroke lead, three holes to go for Gilbert. And Trey Coontz, as Brady just said, just two strokes back now for the senior from Sterling High School.
I like that. What was that saying? I like that. What was that?
Flag fall to that's all?
Yeah,
that's horse
best
racing.
Thing. Yeah. Oh, okay. I knew that was something I wasn't familiar with.
Flag fall to that's
all. I think that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to start using it all the time.
Start to finish.
It's been fun, man. A lot of, again, you look at all these local golfers out here, and it's important to note 13. So, you don't have to finish third, fourth, fifth. A final 13 qualify for the state tournament, and so I know there's going to be a lot of great golfers that miss out on this, but certainly getting at least a good number of solid golfers at the next level. We do have Tanner Schwint on with us. Tanner, where are we now?
Well, guys, we're going to have a tie for first place. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg. He is unfortunately double bogeyed this par three. He went to hit a flop shot, and as it does come back, as you start to open that club face, you want to hit this flop shot higher in the air, make it stick right next to the pin. Unfortunately, it came off the edge of his club and just a shank dead right, and he ends up with a five on that hole. So after Trey Coontz had parred the hole before that, so now the leader sits at plus one at the moment, and we will see. I'm going to stick here with Trey Coontz as he comes into this short par three with just two to go, two holes remaining. We've got a tie on the top of the leaderboard.
Boy, wow. You have a great spot out there, Tanner. You're right between those two groups, so that'll be fun to watch one off the tee and the other one behind him. And my guess is, and we get a pretty good view of what they'll be coming down on is nine for the final hole of the event, and we get a good view of it here from where we're sitting too. So this should be a great finish.
It's shaping up that way for sure. And I mean, clearly frustrated was Jacob Gilbert and out of Strasburg, and so he's gone bogey, double bogey on his last couple of holes, and has not been great so far. He's got to shake that and come back and turn it around. But the first two shots here that I've seen on this par three have been sitting pretty. Here is Trey Coontz on hole number 16 with a share of the lead trying to win the 3A regional tournament here at Boomerang Links, of course part of the City of Greeley Golf, their sister course, Highland Hills. Here's the shot by Trey Coontz. Let's see where this lands. Sitting down here real close. Oh, my goodness. Get in the hole. Oh, he left it within 5 feet. Mm. Trey Coontz with just an incredible shot. That's got to be one of the best shots of the day.
just dead at the pin with a little bit of backspin on it, kicked it back and just stuck. That's just phenomenal. Seriously, guys, if he has five more feet on that, he drains that. So you talk about, you know, big golfers stepping up, making big shots. Trey Koontz, definitely the case there. Let's keep. Do we have some time to keep it here, fellas? Is that all right, or do we need to throw a quick break? Yeah, cool. Let's keep it here then, because this upcoming putt, I mean, this is for the lead of this tournament. And, you know, 3 holes ago, I would have told you there was no way. The way Jacob Gilbert was cruising, you know, he was playing, he was hitting the ball, striking the ball well, making really solid putts, and now we're down to this, and Trey Koontz has a pretty straightforward, about 5-6 footer for the lead of the tournament, and my goodness, you would not have thought that was going to be the case at all. So it's woken up a little bit. These golfers are starting to get after it a little bit here, and you can't really fault Jacob Gilbert because he played about 14 perfect holes. You know, you sitting 3 under where he was phenomenal. And I don't know if we've ever seen somebody that close, but all of a sudden now Trey Koontz is starting to make a little bit of a run out of Sterling, and it's going to be a battle here. And I don't, you know, that's what I wonder now with these golfers. Do they know where they're sitting? Do they know who's sitting in front of them? I would have to imagine that their fans are in their ear and telling them, because there's a pretty decent following along here, but this putt is going to be huge, fellas.
And Tanner, Jacob Gilbert's coming off the Patriot League Championship last weekend. He won that tournament, so no surprise that he was the guy that went to the front today, but here's Trey Koontz right even with him.
Well, and you guys remember is that I threw that out there earlier, is that the rumor mill had it that he had hurt his shoulder a little bit. And, I guess I need to hurt my shoulder next time I go out and golf, because he's just playing phenomenal golf here today. And he's going to be the last one to putt here out of this pairing. He's obviously the closest to the pin, so he'll have a great read at it. The thing you worry about, I mean, obviously more time, the better, but the thing that you have to worry about is, does he get a little tight? Does he overanalyze it? I mean, does he overthink things? The way he's been putting, I watched him knock a 20-footer within a foot. I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll find out. He's getting a good look at this, and it's about pin high. Should be right back up at the flag. If this goes in, you're going to see some emotion come out of Trey Koontz, because you talk about coming all the way. Now he's been helped by a couple of bad holds by Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, but he'll know where he's at. If he can sink this, he'll move to even, and we'll take the lead in this tournament.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to sum it up. I would not have thought that it was getting to that point at all, and here comes Trey Koontz. that's great here. You know, there's been a couple of really good shots along the way. That looks like a really good putt there. If that goes in, that's going to be huge. Oh, and it rimmed out. Peyton Walker. Peyton Walker from about 25 feet away. It hit the hole and rimmed out a little bit. So he had the line and he went after it, but he should have a tap in par here too. And keep in mind, guys, like I talked about, pars here are huge. I mean, pars are just huge for any high school golfer, but especially on what this course has been doing to people today. So that par from Peyton Walker, I mean, I think you got to be pretty happy with that and walk off there, because that was pretty well struck, had the line obviously, and just rimmed out. So here is, he's not going now, is he? Yeah, Trey Koontz with his putt. And did he make that? Nope, he did not. Left it just short to the right. So Trey Koontz will mark that. So he will not be able to take the lead here. But he will be staying tight as he'll tap that one in for a par. So I'll throw it back to you guys. You go take a break, and I'll go get caught back up with Jacob Gilbert to see where he's at.
All right, Tanner, thanks again, man. Team updates for you. Sterling Jefferson Academy still in the top, but again, Sterling hasn't updated in a while team-wise. How about Severance? Severance has posted through 9 holes as a team, and they're 19 over. So Severance is trying to make this interesting. Jefferson Academy is second right now through 8 with 15 over.
Where is Eaton in there?
Eaton is down the line here. As of right now, it looks like they're in the 7th area, but through 11 over 22. But again, top standings aren't really accurate yet either. They're just going to give you an idea at this stage. All right, 1:50 the time. We're going to take another break. We'll wrap up this hour, and we'll get you set for what promises to be an exciting finish, at least for the top two spots today. But again, 13, the top 13 go to state. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, home of Preps Radio throughout Northern Colorado. And I know the schedule has been great with softball, with golf, with men's golf and women's softball, of course, but it's about ready to get intensified here as we cross over. We'll be doing softball and football throughout the fall months. So it's hold on, Clark. You're going to be ready to rock and roll, man.
I will be.
You stretching?
I went for 6 months without being able to broadcast anything, so I'm ready for 12 sports at once.
You're chomping at the bit.
Let's get it done.
I know there was a day where you once did like 18 games in a row, it was like eight.
My claim to fame is back, I was working a little bit for KFK at the time. This was a long time ago, but I did 3 days in a row for Chassa TV, where I did the 3A state basketball tournament, 8 games in a row on the first day, 8 games in a row on the second day. And then 6 days on championship day, 22 broadcasts in 3 days. Although that was television, which is much, much easier to do than radio.
So you have a chance to let the play play out.
Yeah.
But in radio, you have to describe
everything. You have to
announce if you cough. You have to describe
right.
the cough. There's a little bit to, there's a lot to it, I should say. All right, Clark, we've been following along as far as the individual leaderboards here. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, Trey Kuntz out of Sterling. We have a tie through 16 holes. Both are one over, and boy, I didn't think, I was starting to doubt that back about 12 holes in. I didn't think anybody was going to catch the young man out of Strasburg.
Trey Kuntz has been very, very solid down the stretch here, and Jacob Gilbert losing a couple strokes there. So, in fact, he was sitting at minus three not that long ago, and he's plus one now. So Kuntz and Gilbert plus one. Who else? Austin Garrett, the junior from Severance, is at plus four through 12 reported. Braden Weddle, the junior from Stratton, at plus five going through. So this has just been fun so far. Locally, Henry Chafin, the junior from Frontier Academy, only reported through eight is plus six. Jacob Buckendorf, the senior from Res Christian, through 13 is plus seven. So still, I mean, that puts Buckendorf where? In about eighth place. So that's still a good spot. If you're looking at 13, possibly as many as maybe 18 kids getting in, once you take away the team members from the top two, that's a good spot to be in, I think.
Yeah, no question about it. You have a lot of local kids that still have an opportunity to make some noise in this thing. And Clark, my guess is we're not going to get that final top 13 until much later on.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of times what we've seen in these tournaments is some of these guys that are posting only five holes, suddenly they'll just finish, and then they'll just start posting everything. So they do rely on partners when you're out there golfing. Now, that was with just the regular season-type tournaments, but I don't know how the posting works here of the scores here, but ideally you're wanting them to post after every hole.
Yeah, and the ones that have only posted, four or five holes, six holes, seven holes so far, kind of hesitant to put them in the mix, because you don't know what that scorecard is going to look like once they post everything. But the ones who are coming down the stretch here, we've got a pretty good shot. So by the time we get off there, we'll be able to let you have a pretty good idea of who some of the local kids are going through to state.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll try to keep you updated there as best as possible. But, team-wise, it's interesting. Sterling's right there in the mix. And as you can see, Trey Kuntz, if you have a leader in the top five, then, yeah, your team's going to be doing pretty good at this stage. But I'm just so amazed, Clark, that Kuntz has made this massive comeback too. I mean, he pushed on, and Jacob Gilbert is no longer alone. So this last hour of the show will certainly be interesting to see who's going to take home the championship.
The interesting thing about golf is it's not just about your comeback. The leader can fall back to you. You can't lose points in basketball.
Right.
You can only try to run at that leader and shut them out. But Gilbert's lost a couple of strokes, and And right now, Trey Koontz is looking like he's the guy who's probably got the hotter hand right now.
I would have been okay with Anthony Davis losing a point or two last night.
Too.
That might have been the difference.
I still can't get over that.
All right, one more hour to go, live and on location at Boomerang Links Golf Course for the 3A State Regional Golf Tournament. And it promises to be a crazy final hour. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Five minutes after 2 o'clock, welcome back to the show. This is our special edition of coverage for the 3A Regional Golf Tournament. 13 golfers going to move on to the next round, move on to state. And, well, we know one thing, Clark. I think it's safe to say Jacob Gilbert and Trey Koontz will be doing just that. Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg and Trey Koontz out of Sterling. And if I'm not mistaken, Clark, they're going to finish. They're going to finish their day, right? Or at least Gilbert. We'll see him in a moment here, finishing out his day.
Yeah, we should be hooking up with Tanner, be able to see him. I think they're coming to the green on 9 right now. Tanner, is that where you are?
There is actually one group ahead of them, so we're just getting the fairway here on number 9. But I can say that Trey Koontz has parred number 17. So heading in on the last hole, we've got a tie for first right now. And so in examining that leaderboard a little bit, guys, you know, there's another Sterling golfer that's showing plus 3. He's only through 5, so you expect that maybe to fall off a little bit as well. The other thing, when you look at the team standings, is where it gets a little confusing, because I believe all three, Brush, Severance, and Estes Park, all have golfers who did not play today that is registering their scores as even. So I believe that those could change relatively drastically when those do get adjusted. I think that you could see Eaton take a big jump up there. So I think that we're really staring at Sterling, Jefferson Academy, and the Eaton Reds all battling for those top two spots. But going down the individual leaderboard, if you can tell, I had a little bit of time here to go over things. But going down the individual leaderboard, the Eaton Reds have a lot of golfers right now in a really good spot. And so that's, I mean, start to calculate, okay, you got that many that close to the top, you're probably looking at a team who could finish in a really good position. But, we're walking up number 9 right now, and we'll see. Caleb Schaefer will be the first one to hit his second shot as he went a little bit wayward. But it was a pretty cool scene, all four of these golfers. I mean, they've been golfing together all season, and they all walking up right by each other, and a couple of chuckles coming from the group. And so it's been pretty cool to see as we wrap up the regional section here of this 3A tournament at Boomerang Links. Caleb Schaefer, this is a long par 5 too, by the way, so I think Schaefer is going to just lay up here. He's not going to try and reach the green. Caleb Schaefer out of Sterling. He rips his second shot. Guys, that might be hitting you guys up on the veranda. That went a little left, to say the least. So he's going to be, he didn't like that shot at all. But we'll get up here, and Jacob Gilbert has launched his down the middle, so is Max Nofsinger. And then you've got Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton, who's just on the fringe here on that right-hand side. Looks like he's just in the first cut. The rough out here, guys, and something that I've been talking about a little bit, but the rough out here is actually, it's pretty deep. It's pretty thick. So there's a big difference in the spin that you can put on the ball, the control you can get on it, if you're sitting in the middle of the fairway in this cut stuff, rather than being in this rough. But we're waiting for the green to clear here. You got a couple of golfers who are looking at trying to reach this into where I stand as I get out of my cart. These guys are about 50 yards ahead of me. But on the sprinkler heads where you check to see the yardage, it says you wish where I'm standing. So if you're hitting from here and you're an average golfer like me, the golf course is laughing at you a little bit. But these guys all have hybrids out. Max Nofsinger, the only one with an iron. And this is an interesting play here, too. If you're Jacob Gilbert,
how aggressive are you? Do you try and go and reach the green in two and then give yourself, you know, an opportunity to two-putt for a birdie? Because that puts you, I mean, that puts you firmly ahead if you're able to do that. Or do you lay up and say, okay, I trust my chipping game. It's been solid all day. A little bit of strategy coming into play here as Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg and Trey Koontz from Sterling both tied at plus one heading into the last hole. The green is clearing now, so we'll wait for the last golfer up there to get his bag, and then we'll be on our way. Remember, these golfers ahead of us will have more golf to play. This is just going to be the end for these first golfers. A very quick tournament today, too, guys. I will say the pace of play has been very good as it sits about 2:10 now. You know, with a 10 o'clock tee time, that's not bad at all with 72 golfers on the course.
Yeah, no, really. Clark and I were talking about that earlier. Yeah, you're going to have Gilbert and Koontz at least get done fairly quickly here. And what's going to be interesting, and we, like I said, we probably won't know for a while, but who makes that top 13? I know we're slated to go off the air at 3 o'clock, and a lot of scores are still coming in and not really up to speed. So we really don't have a firm grip on who's going to be in that top 13.
The other thing I'm looking at, too, is the pressure really is off Gilbert and Koontz for making state. They're going to be there. Now the pressure is who's going to take the hardware that's sitting next to us, the Region 3 champion and region runner-up.
Well, and you said it, Clark. I mean, coming off that Patriot League tournament win, you know Gilbert wants to add that to his repertoire as well, or add that to his resume. So I think he's gonna want to go and close this thing out. But like you were talking, Brady, you know, I've got Noko now coming up from 4 to 5, and Jessica Nofsinger, the Frontier Academy head coach, is going to keep me updated. So if it comes in at that point, we'll have it for you there. But if you haven't checked us out on Facebook, I recommend you do that as well. It's just KFKA Preps Radio on Facebook. You'll be able to find us, and I'll be continuing to update there as well. And guys, you've got a little bit better look at this than we do. Is there another golfer just getting up to the green? Is that what I'm seeing here?
There's another guy rolling up there to the green, yeah.
Dressed in white.
Yeah. Dressed in white.
Yep. The man in white seems to be the culprit of slowing us down a little bit here. But
dressed in white,
see.
Sailor's delight, you know.
No, I don't know what that means, but yeah, I do for sure. Let's go
there. Clark has been saying a lot of things like that, and at first I tried to pretend I knew what he was talking about, but now I've just given in. I don't know.
He just pretends he doesn't know me at all.
I'm sitting as far away as the cords will stretch, and that's Clark and I spend a lot of time in these areas here. 5 hours.
I was gonna say, how are you guys holding up out there? It's been a pretty good day of golf out here on the course.
The first four hours, Tanner, were great as long as we had shade. But Mr. Sun has
gone away.
Jump on us here the last. Yeah, it has.
The sun, as it tends to do, moves, and or the earth, whatever, something like that. It's not a science show. It's golf.
Guys, we almost got through 5 hours of golf without making complete fools of ourselves, and yet here we go. The last hour.
This is what the sun does.
It's because of the man in white, the sailor's delight, or whatever the heck Clark said earlier.
He's still.
Yeah, let's get him to finish here, and then we get a great finish with back-to-back groups. They're still in separate groups, is that right? We know that Gilbert's teed off. You said he went down the middle. Who's our second?
Trey Koontz. Yeah, Trey Koontz.
Has he teed off yet?
No, he has not.
He has to wait for them to move.
Correct. Yeah, no, they won't be joining. And if he teed off right now, I would be in some legitimate danger. I'm sitting right here in the middle of the fairway, right at the landing area. So I'm hoping that they abide by that, and they don't. But yeah, I mean, you got Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg, Max Nofsinger from Frontier Academy, and Dylan Schmidtke from Eaton. They're all lined up right in a row across here. Jacob Gilbert's on the left-hand side of the green, which with the way that the pin is sitting, the pin's on the far right-hand side of this green. Gilbert's going to have the best look at getting it up and in there because he's got a little bit of a runway, for lack of a better term, up the middle there if he wants to go after it. So he'll be there. Dylan Schmidtke should be the first to hit, I believe, as soon as the green gets cleared here. And it looks like the green is getting cleared. So we'll see what these golfers have in store. I mean, this is another par 5, and it is going to be Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton with his number 2 shot on the par 5 ninth, which is serving as the 18th hole today. Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton. Let's see what he does. little low. It's going to roll up there pretty nice, I believe. It should roll up there close to the front edge of the green. So that's Schmidtke with his number two. Next up will be our co-leader out of Strasburg, Jacob Gilbert, with his second shot. Gilbert with an iron of some sort, a long iron, of course. Let's see what he does here. He's been striking irons really well all day. Nice little stinger right up there. If he's got the distance, that could be right at the flag. And we'll see when we get up there. I don't know if he got up there enough, but he hit that little low stinger. He's not incredibly happy with it. So I'm
didn't
guess
see
that,
it, Clark. I don't know.
I didn't
Clark
see it either, Brady.
I'm going to guess he left that just a little bit short. Here's Max Nofsinger. He has switched clubs. So that'll be interesting, too. Jacob Gilbert actually clubbed down. Here's Max Nofsinger. He's ripped that dead down the middle, and I don't think there'll be any doubt about that one getting on the green. It's a very nice shot by Max Nofsinger.
Yep.
He steered that one down the hole here.
Now, Nofsinger's right on, Tanner. Right on the left side of the looks like it just went out of view, but I think he's still on the green left side.
Yeah, he's a little frustrated with himself. He kind of threw his club down there and a little bit of coaching from his mom there, but I thought that was a great shot. I mean, if I hit that shot, I'm celebrating. But Max Nofsinger, maybe that could be the formula from the recipe of what's happened from the rest of the day. You know, he has not performed his standards, but let's see here, guys. I mean, this seems to be a pretty straightforward little green here. So if Jacob Gilbert can throw it up there close, he could have a pretty good look at it. But that's what I was saying, is that it was interesting, was that Jacob Gilbert actually clubbed down. So he had a hybrid in his hand, and it looked like he was going to rip with the hybrid. He ends up changing over to an iron at last second, and I believe he's left it short on this front right edge, and in fact, he has. So if he would have left that hybrid in there, who knows? But at the moment, he left it short. So we will see Jacob Gilbert, our leader, co-leader, as we wrap up the 18th hole here. You're going to start to see some people gather around this green. Caleb Schaefer has made his way up here as well. But we're going to get a nice little finish here on this Monday afternoon.
Yeah, we are, and it's a little bit cooler right now too. So Clark and I are happy. Let's keep this thing going.
Another 5 hours. Yeah.
I like the enthusiasm. I like the enthusiasm, guys. Yeah, this should be a pretty straightforward little chip shot for Jacob Gilbert. Should be sitting pretty good. Let's see what he's got. Remember, he did leave it well short, guys. If you can see, he's about 3 yards in front of the green. So I think if he leaves that hybrid in his hand, you know, there's just enough of this breeze coming back that when that iron shot kind of got up there, I think it may have grabbed it a little bit. He hit this nice little, the tiger stinger is what they call it, this low little shot that continues to rise and fights through the wind. He hit that trying to get rid of the wind, and it's not much of a factor, but on those shots, you know, when you're trying to go long, you gotta go for it. You gotta get it all. And he hit a pretty decent shot, but unfortunately just came up a little short. Now, these shots right here are tough because you don't know what club to put in your hand. It's not like it's going to be a full-blown 8-iron. It's not going to be a full-blown 9-iron pitching wedge, any of that. He's going to have a 60-degree, you know, wedge here, if that's what, for example. I mean, this is what I'd be using at this point, but let's see what he has. Now it's all about how much of a swing do I put on it, how buried is it in this rough. Here's Gilbert's shot, and he's left it way short. Trouble. He's still not on. He's left it short right. So Jacob Gilbert.
Ooh.
This could be trouble, you know, and this is the thing, is we'll watch as Trey Koontz comes up here. But that's a bad time to hit a bad shot. And unfortunately, I haven't said that about Jacob Gilbert, I don't think, all year, but that was a bad shot. And so we'll see how he can recover. Because still, guys, this is a guy that if he hits a good chip, his putting has been on today, he gets out of here with a par. Really like his chance, but now he just made things a lot more difficult on himself with this chip here for a birdie. Again, co-leader at the moment. I think it's going to be Dylan Schmidtke who's going to get a shot at it here before, though. Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton. Schmidtke has had, I mean, I think his nickname needs to be the grinder, man, because he'll get on a roll and he'll just birdie, 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 and then he'll go par, bogey, bogey, and then he'll come back and bounce right back. And
been fun to watch him. Here's the Chip by Schmidtke. That should run up there very nice. Keep going, and that's very well done. That's a very good shot by Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton. So he's going to have that for a birdie. And again, guys, like you said, the math gets so complicated right here that it is just ridiculous. That's a great out by Taylor Schaefer out of Sterling as well. He was buried in a tough bunker. But the math gets so complicated, you don't want to leave anything up for doubt. You want to just go and make this birdie putt. You want to just, every stroke that you can get, you got to go get right now. And so that's a huge shot from Dylan Schmidtke out of Eaton. So next up should be Mr. Gilbert out of Strasburg. He's got, make no mistake, he's got to throw this thing close. He cannot stand to have another bad chip shot here. Because the way he's sitting right here, it's going to be, I mean, you just can't have a two-putt. Can't have a two-putt if you want, has any hope of winning the tournament. Here's the chip by Gilbert, and that's going to be really good. It could get in the hole. Oh, my goodness, he missed it by an inch.
Wow.
So that's what he's going to have left for his par. And that's, I mean, that's all you can ask for. Now you just put the, after that second, third shot was a little rough. Put the pressure right on the shoulders of Trey Koontz, and let's see what happens here. And again, we'll have to get word from one of these coaches out here about whether or not there will be a playoff for a tie, because there's Jacob Gilbert. In fact, let me throw it to you guys. I'm going to go holler at Jessica Nofsinger right now, or Nofsinger, to see about that.
Okay, yeah, Tanner, I was thinking the same thing. Is there a chance we go to an extra hole, or what would it look like? So get back to us when you know.
Probably. Should we take a break here? We're well over. So let's take a quick break here. We're live from Boomerang Links Golf Course 3A State Regionals coverage. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Five minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It has been a very eventful Monday afternoon. All right, we have Tanner Schwint on with us. Tanner, give us the update. We know Jacob Gilbert just finished.
Yeah, he just finished. He's going to finish this round at plus one with a tie for the lead right now. And I have just gotten confirmation that there will be a playoff if it comes down to that. So it'll be at the end of the day after everybody scores. So unfortunately, we won't be on air at that time, but they will come back down if I just lost the Trey Koontz. Thank you so much. I got my head going there. It's been a long couple hours of golf here. If Trey Koontz does not birdie or bogey this hole, there will be a playoff for first at the end of the day after all the scores have been tabulated and scored. Also, if there is a tie for first or second in the team race, there will be another on-course playoff. So there's a whole lot of stuff that could shake down. Jessica Nofsinger and I were just talking, and I'm like, I do not envy her job at all, because there's a lot of math. And like I said, there's a Sterling gentleman who is showing still plus three through five. She's got all those scores, so that should be updating here relatively quickly as well. But it's going to be a mess here for a while. So let's just figure out here if Trey Koontz out of Sterling can become the winner, or if he's going to hand this over to Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg to become the winner of the 3A regionals again at Boomerang Links Golf Course here in Greeley.
Tanner, let me cut in here. Have you seen any of Trey's shots on the ninth?
I have not. That's what I'm just trying to get caught up on and see exactly where he's at, because he's been wandering up this left-hand side, I believe. Got a big Sterling following out here today. No, excuse me, he's on the right-hand side. So let me toss it back up to you guys real quick, and let me find out that answer.
Okay. Kids are gathering over here, too. We're seeing Dylan Schmidtke and Jason Gilbert's over here as well.
To make everything official in a golf tournament, golf match, you got to come up and sign your scorecard.
That's
what's happening next to us right now. So, and as Tanner said, if we do have a tie, we'll have to wait till all scores are reported, and then the kids would come back out and play a sudden death playoff for the regional champion. But we'll see exactly what that looks like coming up here. Trey Koontz on the final hole right now, even with Jacob Gilbert from Strasburg, and we're going to get an update from Tanner here pretty quick.
He is hitting three right now. So Trey Koontz is in a really, really good spot to go and take the lead out of this tournament. He's hitting three from just the right front edge. If he hits a good chip, he can be right there. So although the pressure now, I feel, has fallen off of Trey Koontz because he has put himself in such a good spot that if he hits a decent chip, even with a two-putt, he ties and forces a playoff. But if he throws it close and can one-putt, then he will be the winner of the 3A regionals. So it's a very, very important shot here. Almost the same location as Jacob Gilbert mere moments ago. Trey Koontz out of Sterling, wearing the bright orange and black, looking to throw this close on hole number 9. Hole number 18 it is, and that's a great shot. My goodness, he threw that close. He's got about 4 feet and a putt to win the tournament. Trey Koontz out of Sterling. I mean, just ice in his veins. That's a tough shot. That's a tough spot to be in, the way that that green rolls. And can he finish it out? He's got a putt to win the tournament. No playoff would be forced if he makes this. If he misses, he's got a playoff coming up with Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg.
Tanner, is Trey Koontz, is he putting for a birdie here?
Yes, he will be hitting. He will be putting for birdie here. So looking to go get that birdie on the scorecard and win the tournament.
Wow, Jacob Gilbert is leaving the scores table here. He's going down to see what Trey Koontz is probably up to here.
Yeah, that, I mean,
I was
that's
one
just...
back. I thought he was putting for par here, but I missed that.
Par five ninth.
Hole number 9. You are correct. My bad, man.
It's all good. Trust me, I've got a couple
it's
eights on this hole before.
It's not the first mistake I've ever made on a golf course, too.
I've had to double check in, like, can it be a par 6 or something like that on here before? But no, par 5 out here, yeah, for sure. This is a huge, huge putt coming up, and he's going to get on every read, every angle. And this is what's so cool about golf, is that all these other golfers are going to take their putts ahead of him and give him time. They know what's at stake here with this putt. Trey Koontz out of Sterling, he's going to have a shot to win it. And that's all you can ask for. And at this point, I mean, that's a pretty tough, I mean, that three putt is almost out of the question. So if he's able to just even get this close, tap it in, call it a day. But he's not thinking that right now. He's thinking, let's go win this tournament. Got a couple other golfers who will step up and hit ahead of him. Like I said, he's going to have plenty of time to look at this.
Tanner, again, for the listeners at home, about how far away is Trey Koontz from the hole? What kind of a putt is he looking at?
He'll have about a 5 to 6 foot putt that's going to break right to left on him. It's uphill, so pace is going to be a big thing for him as well. You want to make sure, I mean, like I said, that there's that old adage of never leave a birdie putt short. And, I mean, that's very true here. You can be aggressive. That's a nice putt by Peyton Walker as well. To finish this, his tournament out. I think Peyton Walker should be sitting good enough to qualify for the state tournament. Here we go. Here's for the tournament. Trey Koontz out of Sterling for the tournament win. Staring over the putt. Here it is on the way. And he missed it just to the right. Mm-hmm. My goodness, just by an inch. You could feel the exhale by everybody. So there's going to be a playoff coming later this afternoon.
How about that?
He hit a nice line. He just hit it a little bit too far to the right, pushed it a little bit, and now he does have it marked. So I mean, unless something absolutely insane happens, should be just a tap in here. But we'll stay with it just to make sure.
How far away is he now, Tanner?
I mean, just 3 inches. I mean, it would have to be something major for it to go wrong.
It probably seems a lot longer to him. to make sure you force a tie.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is that you can't let that missed shot stay in your head, because you know he's sitting there thinking, what could have been? Now it's time to regroup, regather, and go force this playoff. But that's going to be a fun one later this afternoon. And again, like I mentioned, guys, I mean, with the team race this close, you know, that one stroke, who knows what it's going to come down to at the end of this deal. But let's see here. He, like I said, I it,
there's a 1 in 1 million chance that he misses this, but we need to stay with it just to confirm the tie. Here's Trey Coons locking back up, looking for a tie. Again, just three or four inches away from the cup right now. Trey Coons had a sterling force playoff. Here's the putt on the way, and he nailed it. So we'll have a playoff later on this afternoon. Trey Coons comes and fights all the way back, and he has tied Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg, and they'll be playing for a playoff in the 3A regionals.
All right, Tanner. Well, we'll wrap this thing up here in the next couple of segments. So make your way up here, and we'll hang out.
Sounds good. I'll throw it up to you guys. I'll see you in a sec.
All right.
Look at the leaderboard, Brady, and I'm thinking, okay, the tournament's not over. We still got some kids
right.
that have holes
it's
to
not
play.
Official yet.
However, it would take a unbelievable finish by somebody to threaten what Gilbert and Coons have done here today. So they look like, for all intents and purposes, they will be playing in a playoff after all the scores have been in. That'll come later this afternoon, well after we're off the air of the tournament.
When you look around, too, I mean, you can tell. You know, Jacob Gilbert goes yeah. down there. He's nervous. He knows where his position is, and he knows Trey Coons is right there as
sure.
well. So
sure.
There they go to shake hands and bump fists, I should say, do a COVID fist bumping, I suppose. And the pressure's on, man. I mean, they're going to have a playoff later on today. Do they obviously have to wait till everyone clears?
Yeah,
and then they'll
go back score everything. Okay. I just talked to Jefferson.
Yeah, because like you said, that's not official.
She said it'll be later this afternoon.
Right, you have to make sure there's no other golfers, right, that are in the mix, and we just don't have that information right now. That trophy is a scary thing over there. If it's alive and well, it's one of those days. All right, so 34 minutes after the hour, Clark, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of round out some thoughts here and look at the scorecards as they come in here, and we'll see if anybody else is getting a little bit closer. Still a lot of golfers out there. 2:35 the time. This is our coverage of the 3A State Regional Tournament right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Man, there's a reason why Tanner was better off out there in the golf course. He's dancing now. We are live from Boomerang Links Golf Course for the 3A State Regionals High School Golf Tournament. And, man, an exciting finish, Tanner.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Trey Coons, I mean, we're talking a matter of an inch. He pushed that just to the right and missed it. So they will have a playoff between Trey Coons out of Sterling and Jacob Gilbert out of Strasburg. So, looking forward to seeing what that comes down to. I know Jessica Knopfsinger, the coach for Frontier Academy, is tallying all the scores right now. And I told her, I don't envy your job right now because there's so many things that are going to have to be double-checked. And what does that look like? But, yeah, it was a great day of golf. You know, this is a challenging course, especially for younger players and those, you know, risk-takers, because this course invites you to go very low, but you have to hit the perfect shot. And I think we saw that a couple times today with some of these golfers trying to hit too good of a shot instead of just saying, okay, here's how I can do it. Here's how I can get. The rough was a little bit longer as well. So overall, I thought it was a pretty good day, pretty solid day. Of course, you weren't going to see people go incredibly low. But at the end of the day, you got a couple of kids vying for a 3A regional title to add to their resume.
All right, we're waiting on a few results here, so we'll take a quick break, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. We'll get you back to the herd with Colin Cowherd, and as Tanner said on NoCo Now later, probably have some more results because we're dying to know those final 13 and what the rest of the results look like. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the 3A Regional Golf Tournament. I'm Tanner Schwint. Brady Hole has baked to death. He is melted over there along with Clark Johnson. But it was a great day out there today. Of course, you've heard Clark talking about all of these incredible sponsors along the way. We want to give a big thanks to the Eaton Area Community Center. They are up and open now. You can use the gym, the fitness mezzanine, and the aquatics area. You do have to get a reservation, though, to reserve some time, just reach out, eaprd.com, eaprd.com. I'll be with you again starting at 4 o'clock for NOCO Now. Chris Vanderveen of 9 News will join me, and we'll also check in with the results as to who came out on top and who will be qualifying for the state tournament. In a year that has been plagued by all sorts of craziness and weirdness, it did give us an opportunity to broadcast these incredible golfers, and for that we'll be forever thankful. And until next time, we bid you adieu. For Clark Johnson, for Brady Hull, I'm Tanner Schwint. This has been the 3A Regional Golf Tournament right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.